Welcome to Friday Night Football. It's time for high school football action on WGRC. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the generous donations of the following Thunder Riders.
Steininger's Laundry, Freeland's Harley-Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders & Sons, Hope Community Church, Mount Carmel, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Connor & Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Culp's Transmissions, Melcott Radiator, Millville HBS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms, Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
Now, let's head to the field for this week's game.
Welcome to the Silver Bowl for week three of the high school football season, the game of the week. Tonight on WGRC, it is Lewisburg, the Green Dragons, in Mount Carmel to face the Red Tornadoes. I'm Don Castelline. Thanks for joining us tonight for what should be an exciting Friday night football matchup. And also in the booth with me, Chris Miller. Chris, great to have you joining us once again. And looking forward to a matchup of two teams, each sitting in here at one win, one loss each.
Yeah, you know, for Lewisburg, they want to keep that train rolling. They got that win, much-needed win last week against Central Mountain for Mount Carmel. They definitely don't want to lose two in a row, so it should be a pretty good clash tonight.
And as you mentioned about each team kind of, while they both have the same record, it is a different tone and atmosphere in a way, because Lewisburg with the bounce-back victory after that opener that really kind of caught them off guard, some of the things Selinsgrove did, and Coach said they weren't really ready for that. So they bounced back last week, and now they know they have a really stiff test in Mount Carmel. I guess mindset of Mount Carmel after what was a very discouraging shutout at the hands of a team that shuts out a lot of teams, that would be Southern Columbia. That's one, you know, get it out of the mind as quick as possible and move on.
Yeah, and I really appreciate Coach Thera. Just talking to him, he's ready to put that game behind him. Ready to go tonight, and you don't hide from your flaws. You find them, you work on them, and they're better for it. Like you said, Southern's a very tough team, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, we will be talking a little bit later about some celebrating they'll be doing here tonight at Mount Carmel, recognizing one of the big Mount Carmel teams from the past. We'll tell you a little bit about that celebration, and let's face it, it's a storied history here at the Silver Bowl at Mount Carmel. So we'll find out a little bit about that. There are some other games we'll be keeping you up to date with. John Callahan producing tonight, as always. And tonight, some of the games he'll be watching, Danville at Warrior Run. Mm. Of course, there, Warrior Run off to a nice fast start. They're looking to keep the momentum going. And Danville coming in, it'll be the second weekend in a row that Jim Kaiser will not be on the sidelines for the Ironmen.
Yeah, for Danville, you don't want to say this too prematurely, but being week three with all they have going on, I think this is a must-win game for Danville. They need to get some things going. Obviously, a heartbreaker last week with Loyal Sock. Two for Warrior Run, the verdict's out. I think they're going to face a stiff test in Danville, so we'll see what happens.
You mentioned Loyal Sock coming away the winner last week in their game against Danville. They'll be on the road at Shikellamy tonight. Should be a good matchup there as the Braves have their home opener, and they're looking to they've had two tough losses to this point, and Loyal Sock, one of those games, they're going to look and try and break into the win column.
Yeah, Shikellamy obviously getting off to 0-2 start is not what they wanted. Coach Todd Tilford, I'm sure, is wanting to win tonight, but they got to be careful. That Loyal Sock team, some of their younger stars we saw last week, they can step up when it really matters, and so I think it's going to be a tough test down there for Shikellamy.
Other games tonight, including Southern Columbia at Selinsgrove and Milton. They will be playing at Mifflinburg, those Wildcats of Mifflinburg, a school you know very well, as you did your playing on that field. The Wildcats off to a fast start here in this 2019 season.
Yeah, for Mifflinburg, a lot of the buzz has been that this should be a fairly winnable game. The danger in that is that if you overlook your opponent, you can be overconfident. So I'm sure Coach Dressler has his team dialed in, and he is telling them to treat them just like any other opponent and not to overlook them. So should be another good game.
Game that's taking place actually on Saturday, the Snyder County team, Midwest, of course. They'll be hosting a first-ever opponent for them. This is season two, but this is a new opponent for them to face, and that would be Springfield Township. But that'll be a game played on Saturday right there in the heart of Snyder County. Well, tonight, our game of the week here on WGRC, it's Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll introduce you to the coaches and catch a little bit more about tonight's game as we get you set for the kickoff, which is coming up at 7 o'clock. High school football action, pregame show, WGRC, Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. Back with more from the Silver Bowl in just a bit.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453. On the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
This is Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC radio ministry.
Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale. At 570-764-2740. Online at HebrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
And tonight it is week three of the high school football season. Our game of the week, it is Lewisburg at Mount Carmel here from the historic Silver Bowl. And we'll be telling you a little bit more about the history that they'll be acknowledging tonight in Mount Carmel as they take a little trip back down at Memory Lane. And thinking about Memory Lane, I'm going to take you back to when I was in high school.
Oh,
and even before that, big sports fan. I loved all the... If it involved a ball, I loved it. Basketball, football, baseball, all that kind of thing. And that was actually one of my big hooks into radio. When I was in high school, was listening to the play-by-play announcers that were in the Baltimore area where I grew up. So I'd listen to Johnny Holiday do Maryland Terrapins football and basketball, and John Miller was doing the radio games. So, you know, when I got into college, I went right into that whole sports broadcasting track. And getting experience and kind of seeing how it works is part of that journey. And I want to welcome a young man who's going to spend a little time with us in the press box tonight, Chris. We're getting a chance to spend a little time with Luke Kuhn as he is a ninth grader at Columbia County Christian School. Luke, great to have you joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
So your love for sports and the whole thought of doing some play-by-play or any kind of sports announcing, how's that love for you?
It's really cool. I've been able to have many opportunities at other sporting events, Williamsport Crosscutters, Bucknell Bison, many other events. I'm really interested in sports, and maybe a career going forward would be sports broadcasting or radio. If you can think of anybody that you know that is super into sports, do you think they're crazy? That's me.
Well, I think you're describing how I was probably when I was a ninth grader as well. So we're glad to kind of show you that experience. And if you're like I was, you probably watch some of the games, turn the volume off, and try and do a little of the announcing on your own, even things like that. Good ways to get started. So you do some of that as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
And your brother's a big sports fan too.
Yes.
So we'll give a shout out to Pierce as well.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Luke, great to have you in the press box with us tonight, and hope you enjoy the whole experience. And this is your first time at Mount Carmel, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you see a beautiful field. How about you kind of describe for me the atmosphere, because they're starting to come in, and we got the band getting ready to play. You feel a little bit of energy and excitement here?
Yeah, Mount Carmel's band, pretty big. It's a really cool stadium, lots of history to it. And I'm really excited for the game tonight. It's a really good Friday night atmosphere, and I'm ready to play football.
There you have it. All right, Luke's ready, and we're getting you ready for this game as well. And let's go ahead and start by talking about the coaches and talking to them. I had a chance to chat with each of them this week. And, of course, the head football coach for the Lewisburg Green Dragons, talking about Mark Persing in his third season here with Lewisburg, his team off to a 1-1 start. And to talk a little bit about the fact that they had a bounce-back performance to get to 1-1 1 week ago.
from week one to week two, it was a humongous difference in scheme execution. And it goes back to, you know, week one, Seals Grove does some irregular things that you typically don't see, players bouncing around, and it really confused some of our linemen up front, and it showed. We struggled to move the ball, and that's not something that typically happened in years past. But with some inexperienced guys up front, it really messed with their mind. It got them off track, got them off their path, and we struggled. Now, week two was more of the offense that I've seen over the last year and towards the end of my first year. So, you know, we're hoping to continue with this path and being able to score the ball like our kids know how.
So the bounce back week, now you've got Mount Carmel on the road for week three. What do you see from the Red Tornadoes that you're getting prepared for?
They are a tough, physical, well-coached team. This group of seniors is a special group to me at Mount Carmel. They were the last group that I got to coach as freshmen there. So I spent 5 years at Mount Carmel. So I know these kids. I know the ins and outs. I still have communication with some of them. It's a great group of kids. I still have a good relationship with Coach Dara. So I look forward to that game every year, and I look forward to being able to, you know, show our kids, you know, the atmosphere that comes with playing at the Silver Bowl and the tradition. So it's something that we look forward to.
You do have some youth, obviously, that you're incorporating into your starters there, both offensively and defensively. But I know you got some veteran presence, certainly with your quarterback, Nick Shedleski. Talk a little bit about just the progression you've seen. I know you're a quarterback at heart, so how do you kind of see it playing out in Nick's 4 years now?
Nick is, like you said, a four-year starter. I've touched on this time and time again. He's going to break every single passing record at Lewisburg. He just recently went over 4,000 yards passing for his career, so... But what I've noticed is it seems like the reads are coming much easier to him. He sees where the opening area is on the football field, and he's really throwing the ball accurately this year. And it's not a thing that he hasn't had in the past, but it's really sticking out this year.
As far as Max Moyers, certainly has been quite a presence in the ground game for quite some time now, going back the last couple of years. As a junior, how's the running game starting to move? I know it was a little bit stymied week one. Are you seeing progress with that?
Yeah, I mean, the progress from week one to week two was like night and day. We actually got to get to the second level to the linebackers, and then Max got to do his thing. You know, week one of Max's sophomore year, he was held to 30 yards, and then the next 11 games, he ran for 2,100. So he's not quite on that pace this year, but that's not saying that he can't get there. He's an extremely talented running back. He was honored last year as first-team All-State, so... you know, when the times get tough this year, we're going to lean on Max. And, you know, he's doing more things in the receiving game as well. So you're going to see him get to line up in the slot. He caught a touchdown pass last week. So we're really utilizing Max in all areas of the game this year instead of just lining up as a running back. So we're just making the defense really pay attention to where we have him lined up. But I can't say enough about what he's done for the program.
Those are a couple of big names on offense that folks have gotten used to hearing. When it comes to maybe the name that many don't get a chance to hear, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, but you just know has been an impact either on the field or a combination of on the field and leadership as well, who's a guy you point to that maybe doesn't catch all the attention?
There's two of them, and they're linemen. Josh Ghost, he's a tremendous leader. It's someone that the kids look up to. He just makes his presence felt on both sides of the ball. He's a force. He's 6'3", 280 pounds. He moves very well. And then there's Graydon Feldman. He's our rock, but he's our middle linebacker. I can't say enough about what he's done on the defensive side of the ball, but, I mean, you talk about the success we had in the run game last year, and he probably didn't get as much credit as he should. We love to pull our guards, and he was – probably our best pulling guard last year. So it's nice to have that ability coming back. And it's someone that you're going to see leading out in front of Max for the next few weeks. So, I mean, those two are two of our captains along with Nick and Max, but they're definitely two of the kids that fly under the radar and you don't typically hear their names a lot.
Head football coach Mark Persing, Lewisburg Green Dragons. Well, they'll be flying on our radar Friday night here taking on Mount Carmel. Coach, thanks for the time. We're looking forward to the game.
Thank you for having me.
So a coach there in his own right, played a lot of great years, and did some coaching at Mount Carmel, so, you know, he knows the venue well. He mentioned there about, you know, the benefit this experience is for his team. He knows full well the atmosphere of the Silver Bowl, and Mark Persing looking forward to guiding his Lewisburg Green Dragons in here tonight. Again, it's a Lewisburg at Mount Carmel Week 3 matchup for our game of the week.
Yeah, I tell you what, we were just talking here briefly. I hope, for Lewisburg's sake, they get some more fans, because Mount Carmel is filling in, but it's looking pretty empty over there, and I'm sure Coach Persing wants that support because he's in a little uncharted territory being back here.
A little longer road trip, so maybe coming in here last minute. But Lewisburg, he mentioned some names that a lot of folks, if they follow high school football, have been hearing quite a bit in recent years. The captain, a senior quarterback, 6'3", Nick Shedleski, throwing the ball really well this year. A lot of coaches have been saying they're impressed with just 4 years of starting. You know, he's been setting records. I think there's only a couple left to go for him, maybe some single game type records. So Nick, you know, being experienced but wanting to get that protection from his offensive line, going to be huge here tonight, because Mount Carmel, very relentless up front.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm gonna throw this out here, so we'll see who's listening. The key for Lewisburg, do not run up the center. That is, Mount Carmel has some big boys sitting on that center line. We saw that week one against Central Columbia. You are not going to break that center. So, obviously, want to get good push. Hopefully, maybe get Max to the outside. Nick, it's good to see that compared to last year, he is healed up. He's in a lot better position physically. So, we'll see how they stretch the ball out tonight.
So, throwing the ball with Shedleski, and then, of course, the running back, Max Moyers, who breaking school records all over the place this season already, rushing yards and also touchdowns for a career at Lewisburg. And he's just a junior, so yeah. Max Moyers, a long way to go as far as number of games, but boy, just adding to records he has set. So Lewisburg tonight, again, 1-1, a win over Central Mountain last week after the opener heartbreak or disappointment against Sealands Grove. So looking to go to 2-1. They'll have the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes here at the Silver Bowl. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with head football coach John Dara of Mount Carmel as we get you set for this Week 3 matchup, the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC, a proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
This is Pastor Dan Reno. We live in a world that is broken and hurting, where people like you and me are searching for purpose, meaning, and hope. At Hope Community Church in Mount Carmel, it's our experience that Jesus Christ provides all that we are searching for. That's why our mission is to glorify God by introducing people to Jesus, connecting them with the church body, and equipping them to be Christ-like ministers. Find out more at hopeccpa.com.
Hope Community Church is pleased to be supporting WGRC.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Well, the fans getting set for what should be a great matchup here tonight, this week three of the high school football season. Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. I'm Don Castelline, Chris Miller here at the field. Also, John Callahan producing tonight, and we've got the action for you as well as scores from throughout the region as we get it all started here in just a bit. Well, we do have moments ago heard from Lewisburg head football coach Mark Persing, and it's time now to check in with Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes coach John Dara. He's in his fifth season here with Mount Carmel. His team, an opening win against Central Columbia. We had that game as our game of the week. It was a 23-0 shutout. Then last week, a difficult one. A lot of teams run into the problem. Same one, Southern Columbia. Last week it was a 48-0 shutout against Mount Carmel. So let's go ahead and find out from head football coach John Dara a little bit about how they try to bounce back from that tough loss a week ago.
Well, I think anytime you come off a loss like that, especially to a big rival, it's tough. But our kids are very resilient. They're tough kids. We'll be fine. I think one thing, you know, that you can draw as a positive out of it is with a big game like that early in the season, we were able to recognize a lot of our weaknesses. A lot of our weaknesses got exposed. Now we can work in the remainder of the year to address those things and fix them up.
As you look at that, obviously having players that can be turned to as well for those leadership roles, I know just to kind of help the guys regroup and things like that, guys like your captains, how are they doing here in the early part of the week to kind of get everyone on the same page?
They're good. One thing, you know, we had coming into the year, which we said we had very good leadership. And, you know, although we're going through a tough and somewhat disappointing time right now, that leadership is still strong. So that's something we're happy with as far as the way our leaders are handling everything. And you know, we're going to move forward.
Lewisburg's kind of the opposite in that they had a disappointing setback week one. They bounced back last week. As you see them coming in, what are some of the things you're preparing for?
I think they have a good passing attack. They seem to their quarterback is now, I guess, a 4-year starter, and he can tell he's a veteran. He looks a lot better, more comfortable in the pocket this year. And you know, anytime you have a veteran quarterback like that, I think it's dangerous.
When it comes to the atmosphere, I know some special activities, in fact, planned. I know a big anniversary for a team 50 years ago that went undefeated. It's kind of all part of the Mount Carmel tradition and history there. Just the opportunity to have Lewisburg at home. Talk about that home crowd edge you guys always get.
Yeah, this is our first game at home all season. So, you know, our scrimmage was even away. So we're excited to finally be back on our home turf and looking forward to a great night.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to what should be a special matchup. You guys taking on Lewisburg should be fun.
Okay, thank you.
So there's head football coach John Darrow. We mentioned about honoring a team from the past. That would be the 50th anniversary of the 1969 team here at Mount Carmel. It's a team that won the Eastern Conference Championship, a big win against Valley View, 47-6 that year. They went undefeated. And get this, 20 players from that Mount Carmel team went on to a Division I scholarship. Schools like UCLA, Notre Dame, Boston College, it was a special group. So they're remembering that now 50 years later. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more from the Silver Bowl. Our matchup tonight, it's Lewisburg at Mount Carmel, the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
A proud sponsor of WGRC is J.R. Judd Violins. J.R. Judd has been specializing in the restoration, repair, and sales of fine stringed instruments and their bows since 1989. Located at 1964 Lycoming Creek Road in Williamsport, J.R. Judd Violins carries a complete line of instruments and accessories for string players of all ages and proficiencies. From Psalm 150, praise him with the strings and the flute. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. J.R. Judd Violins. On the web at jrjuddviolins.com or by phone at 321-8070.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Cultmont.
And WGRC.com.
Tonight, it's the Silver Bowl, the site for our Week 3 matchup. Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. Two teams coming in tonight, each at 1-1 on the season. Going to be a great time with some action here tonight. We've heard from the coaches. In just a few moments, we'll have you set for the opening kickoff. Well, the band playing, and again, they're honoring a team from 50 years ago, an undefeated championship team here at Mount Carmel. Let's take another break. We'll be back at the field in just a moment for continued pregame coverage on WGRC.
We'll be right back.
Pulse Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Pulse Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Pulse Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Jesus said in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and ReCore charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC's Football Friday.
And WGRC, of course, always excited for the different matchups we can bring you each and every Friday night. A week ago, hard to get much more exciting than what we had as Loyal Sock outlasted Danville in a back-and-forth seesaw battle. It doesn't get much better than that 28-24 ball game we had last week for you. And, of course, here tonight, Silver Bowl, Mount Carmel hosting Lewisburg. Some of the future games that we'll be covering for you, just to give you a heads up, next week, Mifflinburg at Danville as we return back to Ironman Stadium next week. Following that, Warrior Run at Mifflinburg. Mm. And there's two teams that have pretty hot starts here to the season.
Yeah, it could be a matchup of undefeateds if Mifflinburg wins tonight and they can hold on. Same from Warrior Run. It should be a pretty interesting clash up in Mifflinburg.
Week six will be in Shamokin, coming back to Coal Country as the Shamokin Indians will face Jersey Shore. So those are a few of the games that we'll have coming up. We'll have some other teams, of course, worked in through the course of the season, and we're glad to bring you District 4 action right on through the regular season. So here tonight, it's Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. And again, both these teams coming in 1-1 on the season. A year ago, Mount Carmel posted a big victory over Lewisburg. It was 40-20. A lot of the same guys going to be back. Of course, there's some new faces. And, you know, I think of players like John Ayers, who was a big running back for Mount Carmel a year ago. Great on defense as well. You know, among players that both, you know, teams have seen leave after their senior season. So new faces in here tonight, but there are definitely some that are going to remember that ball game from a year ago.
Yeah, you know, and over the past couple of years, Lewisburg struggled against Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel's just always a very tough team. You put them in their home environment, and I think that just makes them even tougher. They feed off the tradition. They feed off the crowd. So We'll see what tricks Lewisburg has up their sleeve tonight to kind of combat the tradition.
Mount Carmel definitely with a big home crowd edge here tonight. The stands getting fuller and fuller. In just a moment, you're going to hear them erupt as the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes in the home red. They are ready to burst through their banner, which simply says Mount Carmel Area Red Tornadoes. So
Lewisburg's
ready to hear that.
Ready to come in down on the north end.
They'll have their own banner to come through, but not quite as big a contingent from Lewisburg, although I can see some more and more faces are starting to make their way in on the far side of the field, coming to represent Lewisburg in the white jerseys, green trim, and the green dragons again here at Mount Carmel for this matchup. And indeed, here on cue, it's the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. And glad to have this one on their home field. And, you know, when you start a couple of weeks on the road, it's always that feeling as player, Chris, when you think back, you know, that feeling of getting that home opener, it's something special.
Yeah, you know, the measure of a team is always, can you win away? Theoretically, you have more power, more punction behind you on the home crowd. But to be back at home makes you feel a little bit more relaxed.
you feed off that home crowd and just get you going a little bit, your heart pumping a little faster.
We're just a few moments away from the opening kickoff tonight. It's Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll have station identification, and we'll have the matchup for you tonight. Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. It is the high school football game of the week right here on WGRC.
WGRC is grateful for the support of the Pine Barn Inn of Danville. Located at the base of Geisinger Medical Center campus, the inn's guest rooms feature Wi-Fi and individual climate control. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Pine Barn Inn also hosts meetings, banquets, and events. Their wedding packages include planning assistance as well as lodging for the bride and groom. On the web at pinebarninn.com, their phone number is 570-275-2071.
Pondus Farms is helping to sponsor this high school football game of the week, located at 270 White Church Road near Elysburg, featuring a farm market with seasonal produce, canned foods, frozen foods, and baked goods, along with an on-site restaurant at pondusfarms.com.
Get fired up. The regional high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Don, Chris, here at Mount Carmel, the Silver Bowl is the Red Tornadoes set to host the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And again, we'll have scores throughout the region. Some of the other games, John Callahan producing tonight's game will be following for you. Shikellamy hosting Loyal Sock tonight. It's the home opener for the Braves tonight. Warrior Run undefeated on the season. They will be entertaining Danville. Southern Columbia, of course, the juggernaut each season, 2-0 start there. They will be at Sealands Grove to face the Seals. Mifflinburg will be hosting Milton tonight. Those are some of the matchups we'll be telling you about as we make our way through this broadcast. Well, we do have the captains set to go out to the center of the field, and thinking and just recognizing some of the captains for these teams. We've got Max Moyers, the junior running back, his senior quarterback, Nick Shedleski. That's for Lewisburg. Also up on the line, Graydon Feldman, and there's a captain that coach just loves having be an anchor on this team. He's out there as well. Logan Moore joining that group from Lewisburg. When it comes to Mount Carmel, Logan Wills, you'll see him on the defensive line for, also plays tight end for Mount Carmel. Jack Chapman, Mr. Everything, he will play tight end, probably their biggest weapon offensively. Great linebacker, part of the unit they call Red Death here at Mount Carmel, the linebacking core. He kicks as well, punter, and does a great job at that department. So he's among the captains out there for Mount Carmel. And we've had the coin toss here, and Mount Carmel will be receiving the football first, and they'll be working our right to left. So we're getting ready for this opening kickoff. It's going to be a couple of minutes here after 7 o'clock on what really looks to be a beautiful night for some high school football, or anything for that matter.
It does. Something to keep an eye on for Mount Carmel. Last week got a chance to go over to the Southern Mount Carmel game. Jack Chapman was struck a couple times, came up limping. He looks to be ready to go tonight, but we'll see as the night goes on how he holds up over the length of the game.
Yeah, he's a senior and has been an anchor for them. And oftentimes when teams play Mount Carmel, and there's a lot of talent on Mount Carmel's roster, we saw an opening week shutout that they were able to do defensively against Central Columbia. But most coaches will look and say, 44, you want to always know where he is, oftentimes the best player on the field. You know, going both ways there. So Chapman definitely one we'll be watching. And as you said, we'll just see how he bounces back from just a physically tough ball game a week ago. Well, we're ready for the kickoff here tonight, and it will be Logan Moore, the senior kicker, who, by the way, 6 touchbacks a week ago. He's got a booming leg. Let's see how he does in this first one. Back deep for Mount Carmel, Burkowski and Widener and Pupo. And this line drive kick sails through the end zone. And
there's
the string of touchbacks, a big leg for Lewisburg. Let's go ahead and introduce you to Mount Carmel on offense as they come out tonight. On the line, left side of the line, it's Mike Makowski, the senior at left tackle. Nick Nastico, the freshman on that left side, but 6'2", 250 as a freshman. Brad Sherrock is the center, senior there in the middle. Colin Erb, right guard, he's a captain and senior at 270. On the right side of the line, and Matt Kelly, a freshman, at 6'4", 320. So some big players up front for Mount Carmel. He's in that right tackle. Your tight ends are Chapman and Wills. First down and 10. Here comes carry in the middle, and this is going to be is that Wills with the carry? Oh, no, it's going to be actually Doukas for the carry there. Just a quick draw to the fullback. It's going to be a gain of 6 for Mount Carmel, rounding out their starters on offense. Tom Reisinger, the senior quarterback. Shane Widener, Damon Doukas are in the backfield, and Noah Burkowski at receiver.
Great fake there by Mount Carmel. Tommy Reisinger really sold that and fooled Lewisburg there.
So we're just underway here. First quarter action, another handoff for Mount Carmel. Nothing doing. That time Lewisburg snuffs it out, maybe a half yard. Lewisburg on defense up front. Josh Ghost, the senior captain. He's a good one. 6'3", 270 anchoring that line. Spots of Murphy up front with him. The linebacking core as they run a 3-5 defense. Moyers, Ordonez, Spalding, Dominic, and Feldman are the group there at linebacker. Your corners, Dante Sims and Jack Landis, and Gavin Sheriff is the safety. Mount Carmel now third down and 3 from their 27-yard line. Shotgun, Reisinger pitches it left side, trying that corner. First down as Shane Widener able to get across the 30, and he is brought down at the 35-yard line. First down, Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel got some good blocks here on the outside. Lewisburg just unable to slip through those cracks and stop the running back there, so... good job by Mount Carmel there.
So Mount Carmel looking to establish themselves offensively here. They are off to a good start. 35-yard line, first down and 10. Reisinger shotgun. He's got Widener in motion. It's going to be a handoff instead. Cross the 40 on his feet to the 45-yard line, and that looks like it's going to be enough for a first down.
Burkowski had a nice run there, followed right behind Shurok, and Shurok was really hiding him. Lewisburg couldn't really find him at first, so using that big blocker out in front of him to gain those yards.
So Mount Carmel establishing the ground game here. Two first downs on the 45-yard line, their own 45. Reisinger this time fakes the handoff, looks deep, has Chapman open. Instead, he goes the opposite way into some tight coverage, and Chapman says, I've got all the field to myself in the middle. Instead, they look Burkowski on the far side, and he was a little overthrown.
Just a few steps off there. I mean, he would have had Burkowski there if he just would have lobbed it a little bit further out in front of him. Good job by Lewisburg defender staying in stride with him, but he was just about beat on that play.
That was Landis on the coverage. It was tight, but Chapman definitely going back telling his quarterback, I had it totally in the middle of the field.
For sure.
Second down and 10 from the Mount Carmel 45-yard line. Handoff. This is going to be Burkowski again to midfield. Now to the Lewisburg 48-yard line. It's very similar to the play there. Just ran two plays ago, and this time it nets Mount Carmel a gain of 7. They'll put it on the 48-yard line of the Green Dragons, leaving a third down and 3.
Good job there by Gavin Sheriff of Lewisburg. He went low, didn't try to tackle him high. Saved the extra first down here, so we'll see if they can make the stop.
Shotgun, 3 in the backfield, 1 in motions, Widener. It's going to be a draw, and just a Mount Carmel surge across the 45. It's going to be a first down to the Lewisburg 41, and that was just a muscle play right up the middle.
I tell you what, that center of that line from Mount Carmel, when you have 320 pounds and 270 pounds, you have got to get low under those guys because they will just run you right over.
So another Mount Carmel first down. It's their third of this drive. They have it on the Lewisburg 41. 9:29 to go. First quarter, no score. Mount Carmel on the move. First series of the game. Fakes the handoff. Reisinger back to throw. Looking. This time he's looking for Chapman. This time a defender falls, and Chapman just can't quite bring it in off his hand at the 5-yard line. And Chapman was in tight coverage, but as soon as he was able to finally break free, the defender slipped down. And Reisinger gave it a go, but just led him a bit too far.
Yeah, I tell you what, he had his handle on that. Lewisburg defender fell down the play. Otherwise, that would have been an easy score for Mount Carmel there. So Lewisburg breathing a sigh of relief there that they didn't get the score.
Second down and 10. All the success so far for Mount Carmel's been on the ground. They've taken a couple of deep shots. Widener in motion, fakes the pitch to him. Reisinger's going to keep it himself right up the middle to the Lewisburg 35 into the 34-yard line. No, they're going to rule him closer to the 35. That's going to be a gain of 6, maybe a little more.
Wow.
It'll leave a third down and we'll say a long 3 here for Mount Carmel. And they've been converting well on third downs of their first downs. Two of them came on third down already.
Lewisburg's got to get a stop here. It looks like they got a favorable spot there, but they've got to get a stop to stop this surge by Mount Carmel.
Here come the Red Tornadoes. in motion. Draw up the middle of the fullback. This is going to be close, and in fact, it looks like he's going to have the first down by a yard to spare, right to the 30-yard line, and that is a Mount Carmel first down. Again, this drive, they received the football first, and they have started on their own 20, now have the ball on the Lewisburg 30, 8:33 to play first quarter. No score, but Mount Carmel starting to knock on the Lewisburg door.
Yeah, they're just mixing up a nice play call here.
Reisinger going to hand this off. Widener, right side. He's got room. 25-yard line. Breaks the tackle. Gets out of bounds. Close to the 15. It's going to be a first down. Kind of broke through a hand tackle at his feet and able to slip by that. And a nice carry for Widener. And that is going to be yet another first down for Mount Carmel on the ground.
Yeah, Jack Landis just was not able to get him by the feet. Just kind of hurtled over top of him. And if you're Lewisburg, you kind of expect this. You know, Mount Carmel really has that surge up front, but just slowly grinding out this this drive here.
First down and 10. Mount Carmel fake the handoff. Reisinger going towards the end zone, looking and off the fingertips, trying to find Logan Wills in the end zone, and Wills is going to want that one back. He had it right there at his hands and couldn't quite bring it in.
Pretty tight coverage there by Dante Sims, but Wills would have had that. Just seen a little bit of maybe timing with the quarterback here from Reisinger and his receiver, so we'll see how they get that dialed in. I'm just guessing they're going to go back to the run here to see what they can pound it in.
Probably the most accurate throw so far tonight from Reisinger. Not quite able to be brought in. Second and 10 from the 18 of Lewisburg. Hand off Widener. Widener tries the middle, and Lewisburg says, no, sir. As the group up front, Josh Gose and company, say, nothing doing. It's going to be third down and long. So of all the third downs converted for Mount Carmel tonight, they've typically been short yardage, about 2-3 yards. Here, it's going to be third down and 10.
Best defensive chance here for Lewisburg so far. You know, you'll settle for a field goal, but it would be a big win for the defense if they could hold them to a field goal or less here.
7:39 to play in this first quarter from the Silver Bowl, WGRC's High School Football Game of the Week. Glad to have you joining us. Week 3 of the high school football season. Reisinger, shotgun, going to be a pitch to the left.
Oh,
Lewisburg
nice.
Snuffing it out, and it's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 21-yard line. As Joey Bendis, the senior who's back this year after injury, they're glad to have him back and contributing once again, but not able to muscle out any yardage on that one. Lewisburg all over that play. 4th and 13. Now your coach John Dara, decision-making time here. I mean, you're on the 21 of Lewisburg. It's a pretty deep field goal. Imagine maybe 4th down looking to go for this.
Yeah, you know, why not? I mean, we'll see what they do. It looks like they...
Shotgun, they're going to line up to go for it. It is going to be Bendis in the backfield to the left. Reisinger's going to take that snap, rolls to his right, looks, throws, caught, 25, and first down and touchdown.
Oh, wow.
It is a touchdown, Mount Carmel.
Just skip that sideline, that far sideline over there, and, I mean, what a play call.
Damon Doukas, the sophomore with the 21-yard touchdown reception from Reisinger. Just a little dump play screen kind of forward there, and he was able to turn that corner on the right side, and our first points tonight, Mount Carmel capping off an 80-yard drive.
Yeah, Lewisburg just didn't get the right angles there, just allowed him outside rather than force him back inside where he had help, and he was just able to shoot up the sideline.
So with 6:41 to go, here's the extra point attempt by Stellar. It's going to be blocked by Lewisburg. So the Lewisburg special teams unit denies the extra point. Our score, it's Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg nothing. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Don and Chris in the first. It's Loyal Sock 13 and Shikellamy nothing. Southern Columbia out in front of Sealands Grove 7-0 in the first. And it's Central Mountain 7 and Shamokin nothing in the first. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. And our first points here tonight, a big 80-yard drive from Mount Carmel, and the Red Tornadoes lead Lewisburg 6-0. The Green Dragons set to get the football here for the first time tonight. Both these teams coming in tonight 1-1 on the season. So looking to try and break through with that big second win of the season. Big one here tonight for both these teams. Here is Chapman kicking off for Mount Carmel. Drives a low line drive kick, fielded on the 3-yard line to the 10, 15-yard line. Lewisburg now cut down there and dropped. And that is Gavin Sheriff. Lewisburg's going to be backed up on their own 15 to start their first drive. Let's introduce you to the Green Dragons up front. Left tackle Josh Ghost, the big senior captain lineman at 6'3", 270, anchor on that line. He's got Garrett Feldman, the freshman, to his left, at left guard. Center is Harrison Murphy on the right side of the line. Graydon Feldman and Caden Spots. The tight end is Ethan Spaulding. Senior quarterback Nick Shedleski, four-year starter, holds a lot of Lewisburg passing records. He's going to be lined up there as quarterback. Max Moyers, Ethan Dominic in the backfield, Sims and Byler spread out at wide receiver, and Shedleski in the shotgun. He's got Moyers beside him. Instead, opts to dump it out far sideline, and that is going to be caught by Ethan Dominic, and a nice six-yard gain there for the Green Dragons on first down.
Yeah, Ethan Dominic has really been coming on as a star player for Lewisburg over the last 2 years here. Just used him in a lot of positions here, and just a very versatile athlete. So nice start for Lewisburg. You know, he gained a couple yards, manageable second and three here. So we'll see what they elect to do.
Introduce you to the Red Tornadoes in a moment as Shedleski in the shotgun tight formation here for Lewisburg. Drop the middle, Max Moyers, and Moyers is going to be dropped for a loss. In fact, probably losing two there on that one. Good job up front by Mount Carmel, and let's introduce you to their 4-3 defense up front. Defensive end, Logan Wills, a senior. On the other end is Damon Doukas, and your tackles, Colin Erb and Matt Kelly. Some big guys up front, 270 and 320 there at defensive tackle. Your outside linebackers, Jack Chapman, Nick Troutman, and the middle linebacker, Reed Witkowski. They are Red Death. That's what they nicknamed their linebacking core. Your corners, Dylan Pupo and Tyler Owens. Safety, a strong safety, is Noah Burkowski, and then Shane Widener is the free safety. And we have a penalty here against Mount Carmel. So Lewisburg facing a third down and four, and here we see Mount Carmel, key mistake there, and that's going to give Lewisburg a first down.
Yeah, you know, obviously just a little bit antsy wanting to get in there. It helps Lewisburg out, give them a first down, which I'm sure Coach won't be happy about. So for Lewisburg, you got to avoid that center of that line from Mount Carmel. You're just not going to get anywhere. They're very solid right in that center line.
First quarter action from the Silver Bowl, 5:25 to play in this quarter. Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg nothing. First series here for the Green Dragons. A lot of motion here, starting to spread players out. Got two on the near side, and Dominic in motion going right to left, and now we got a penalty flag out. And
yeah, Ethan Spaulding didn't look like he got set. He got down, then he got up, and then he went to get down again, and that's what it is.
So a lot of motion there from Lewisburg, and a little too much motion, or the wrong kind of motion, is going to back him up 5. So it'll be now first down and 15 coming up for the Green Dragons. And we saw Mount Carmel methodically move the football down the field and then convert on that big fourth down, but an 80-yard drive. And Lewisburg looking to try and answer, not just, and they started this on their 15, so you know, you're looking for points, but if nothing else, you want to turn that field over and not get stuck here on your own end. So now first and 15, Lewisburg from their 21. Back to throw, Shedleski after a fake. Throws across the middle of the field dangerously as Dominic didn't see that, but instead it was nearly Widener closing in on it, but it does fall incomplete. It'll be second down now in 15.
Yeah, you had Widener and Burkowski double covered there. I mean, they were on double coverage, and I don't know, Nick maybe thought that he had his receiver in closer, so, but that's dangerous when you're thrown into double coverage, especially back over your body.
He was feeling some pressure as Mount Carmel getting that front four, getting a good surge up the middle. Second and 15. Let's see if they go to the air again. Shedleski in the shotgun. Dominic in motion. He gets the handoff, trying the left side, and not much there. Maybe a yard for Ethan Dominic. And Dominic, as a sophomore, I mean, Max Moyers is obviously the junior, the record holder. But Dominic, they really love his strength at running back. He's a sophomore, great offseason. Coach says, you put him on the field pound for pound, he may be the strongest guy out there, as they're just really pleased with how much work he's put in, so getting some of the carries tonight. But that one, just a gain of maybe a yard, but it's still going to be third down and 15 here. They're actually going to just say it was right on the line of scrimmage. So third and 15 from the Lewisburg 21, 4:54 to go. Mount Carmel leads Lewisburg 6-0. Back to throw. Shedleski finds his target at the 24, but a good open field tackle. They bring down Ethan Spaulding, and tackle that time by Widener. So Mount Carmel holds. It is a gain for Lewisburg to the 24, but it is going to be fourth down, and Lewisburg set to punt.
Yeah, I tell you, something that I'm noticing very early on here for this Lewisburg-Mount Carmel match is that Lewisburg's line is having trouble stopping the penetration coming through from Mount Carmel. So we'll see how Coach Persing adjusts his play calls going forward.
Here comes the punt, and nearly getting it away is Shedleski. Drives it back, though. Catching it over his head is Burkowski at the 35. Little circles around. Ooh. 40. There's going to be a penalty flag and out of bounds after midfield.
That,
and big up block from behind.
Line side hit.
Slow getting up here for Lewisburg on special teams is Garrett Feldman. He got hit from behind, so it's going to be a personal foul here against Mount Carmel. Otherwise, Burkowski was trying to electrify things with a return. And credit punter there, Nick Shedleski, the quarterback as well for Lewisburg, but he was able to get that off just barely before that penetration nearly was able to get a hand on the football, nearly blocked it. But Shedleski got it off, drove it back, and unfortunately we do have an injury here to Lewisburg as slow getting up is at Garrick Feldman. There is an injury timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more from the Silver Bowl in just a moment. 4:07 to play in this opening quarter. It's Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Dunn and Chris in the first. It's Central Columbia 13 and Lehigh nothing. Also in the first, Bloomsburg leading North Penn Mansfield 7-0. Now back to you.
Thanks, John. Here it's Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg nothing. Mount Carmel, their second series of the night, starting it from their 27-yard line after the penalty yardage marked off. And here is a pass to Chapman. It's caught on the near side. And that'll be right about the 33-yard line. Let's see where they actually place that. It's going to be a gain of about 5, maybe 6. It's going to set up a second down and 4. So place that right at the 33-yard line. So nice pass catch as Reisinger finds Chapman here on the near sideline. Again, Chapman perhaps the most dependable threat in the passing game, although Wills and Burkowski definitely targets for Reisinger as well. Second and 4. Reisinger in the shotgun. Going to be a handoff. This is going to be Widener, and Widener trying to get to that 35-yard line, but Lewisburg turns him away. Going to be a gain of about a yard and a half, so good job by the Green Dragons up front.
Yeah, Caden Spots there in on the tackle for Lewisburg. Josh Gose, two big defenders here for Lewisburg that obviously want to shut this down here at 3rd and 3 and get the ball back to their offense.
And it's going to be a short 3rd and 3 here as ball placed just shy of the 35-yard line. Reisinger. Nope, it's going to be a direct snap to the fullback, and Lewisburg snuffs that one out and denies the first down. In fact, not much of anything gained there from Mount Carmel, and Lewisburg was perhaps ready for that play. Damon Dowk is the sophomore running back. The fullback took that direct snap and maybe a half yard, but it's going to be 4th and 2, and Lewisburg set to receive this as Chapman will be punting from about his own 21-yard line. Back deep for Lewisburg, going to be Dante Sims and Max Moyers, both dangerous juniors in the return game.
Yeah, I'm just guessing they're going to keep it away from Max, but we'll see.
So Lewisburg, after a high, deep kick from Chapman, it's going to be Sims, and Sims' fair catch right at the 30-yard line, and that is where Lewisburg will take over a little better field position here on this drive. They had it on their 15 in the opening drive, so Lewisburg looking to see if they can come up with some first downs on this series. It is Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg nothing. We've got 2:11 to go in this first quarter.
Looks like Garrett Feldman is back in for Lewisburg, so looks like it wasn't too serious. Hopefully just, you know, knock the wind down a little bit and he's ready to go here for the rest of the game.
So here come the Green Dragons now spreading it out. Two receivers to the far side, one near side as Lewisburg works left to right. Quick pass and caught to the 40-yard line and down at the 41. Great catch there by Ethan Dominic. Sophomore able to be hit in stride should Lusky put that right on target.
Yeah, and if you're Lewisburg, I think that's what you're going to have to do with Mount Carmel to keep them off balance here. The line gave Nick just enough time to unload that ball, picked up a nice gain here, and these are the little passes that will keep you moving.
It's a gain of 12, so first down and 10 for Lewisburg from the 42-yard line. Same formation, two receivers far side. Now in motion is Byler. He was on the right side. He's coming across the line. And it's going to be a handoff, Moyers. Moyers has room, 45-50 to the Mount Carmel 40. 30-yard line and knocked out of bounds as Max Moyers. And a flag comes out as Widener got him late on the sideline.
Yeah, you just cannot do that. I mean, he was already out of bounds, and Widener came over and just laid the late hit. And that's just an unnecessary penalty if you're Mount Carmel. You're really giving them extra yardage. The fans don't like it, but he was well out of bounds at that point.
So he would have been out right about the 23-yard line. Add the penalty to this, and Lewisburg knocking on the door. So while Mount Carmel had a methodical 80-yard drive when they scored their touchdown, Lewisburg doesn't have points on the board yet, but just a couple of plays, and right now they have it on the Mount Carmel 12, just shy of the 11-yard line. First down and 10. Green Dragons after that big run from Moyers. Shedleski in the shotgun. Byler near side. There are three receivers to the far side, and it's Max Moyers in the backfield to the left of Shedleski. It's going to be Shedleski buying time, looking to throw. Fires to the end zone and just missed finding Byler, who kind of worked his way right to left into the end zone. He just threw it over the wrong shoulder.
Yeah, he just threw it behind him. A very difficult catch for Byler to come down with. And Nick knew that, and he saw that right away. So, second down and 10. You just kind of settle back in here. You redial in your play, and you're knocking on the door to score here.
And there we saw Shedleski did step up in the pocket that time with the pressure coming and bought a little time, just missed his target. Second and 10. Three receivers far side, one near side. Handoff Moyers up the middle, 10-yard line to the 5-yard line, and brought down there as the tackle was made by Damon Haukes, or Backus, I should say.
Moyers didn't need a lot of room there. He found the gap, the opening there, makes it a manageable 3rd and 3 for Lewisburg here. I'm guessing that they're going to go back to the well with Moyers here, but we'll see. They got
still spreading it out.
Yep.
Three receivers to that far side, same formation. Shedleski's going to keep it himself, and he gets maybe a yard, but he's not going to have the first down. He tried that left side, and Mount Carmel closed the hole pretty quickly. Shedleski thought he had enough daylight, but he's see exactly where they place that football. It's not maybe of the length of the football. It's pretty much going to be a 4th down and 3 coming up.
Yeah.
Field goal time.
Lewisburg's content to go with field goal. We saw them during warm-ups. They got a good kicker. 3 points is better than no points. So that's what they go after here.
So here comes the kick attempt. Ben Liscombe. The snap on target. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Lewisburg Green Dragons strike with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg 3. On the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, Their phone number is 570-784-2453, on the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
High school football action on WGRC.
And our game of the week here in this Week 3 matchup, it's Lewisburg at Mount Carmel. Thanks for joining us tonight on WGRC. And it is Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg 3. Lewisburg with the field goal there. 22 seconds left to go in this first quarter as Ben Liscom puts it right down the middle. And set to kick off is Logan Moore. Puts him deep. And let's see, this is going to be a low line drive that's received at the 23-yard line. Kind of a miss kick on that one. Across the 35 and at the 38-yard line. That is where Mount Carmel will have it. First down and 10.
Yeah, Michael Farinato just kind of snuck in there on the stop for the Lewisburg freshman there, 5'10", 140. So, yeah, there they have it here, 38 of Mount Carmel.
First down and 10 coming up for the Red Tornadoes in the closing moments of this first quarter. Both these teams again coming in tonight, 1-1 on the season.
If you're Lewisburg, see how the defense plays here. But
tight formation here for Mount Carmel. Handoff and nothing doing as Lewisburg stands the test up front as that time it was Widener, Shane Widener, the carry, and it's in fact going to be a loss of maybe two. It's going to set up a second down and 12, and we will hit the end of the first quarter with our score. Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg 3, back with second quarter action. It's coming up right here on WGRC's High School Football Game of the Week.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Don and Chris still in the first. It's Southern Columbia 21 and Selinsgrove Grove nothing. In the second, it's Mifflinburg 7 and Milton nothing. And Danville leading Warrior Run 14-6. They're still in the first. Now back to you.
Back here in Mount Carmel. And in the second quarter here with Mount Carmel up 6-3. Mount Carmel's going to start with the ball on the 36.
Great night for football action here. And, of course, a great crowd at the Silver Bowl. Tonight they are honoring the anniversary of a team 50 years ago that went undefeated, the 1969 team that put 20 players in Division I scholarship at some big, big schools. Well, here, Mount Carmel, pass caught across the 40-yard line and out of bounds as a nice connection there. Damon Dalkus able to catch it coming across the field, working left to right, and dropped at the 43-yard line. But that's going to be a good, maybe close to the 44. That's going to be a gainer of, say, five. It's going to be third down and five coming up here for Mount Carmel.
Yeah, Mount Carmel just playing it safe, not really stretching the field too much, just taking what the defense gives them. And, you know, Lewisburg obviously will give up a couple yards here, but what's the
big third down. Pitch comes to Widener. Widener tries to get to that left side, and there's going to be a penalty flag out. Lewisburg drops him. Lewisburg able to defend it well, but let's see if the play stands. Max Moyers was among those in pursuit. Believe he'll get credited with the tackle if this play stands.
Looking at Dalkus' face, yep, he wanted an explanation because he wasn't sure, but there's definitely two flags in that backfield.
So Lewisburg able to deny the third down conversion there. We'll see whether or not they just go ahead and accept the penalty and force fourth down here. They're chatting it up, the officiating crew is, with Mark Persing in his third season here with the Green Dragons. Said this feels a little more like year one in a way because so many first-year starters on both sides of the ball. But he's enjoying, of course, the program here and enjoying some of those veterans he's got coming back each season as well. And, of course, as expected, he does decline that penalty. It's going to be fourth down and five coming up for Mount Carmel. So it will be a punt situation after just 5 yards on this drive.
I don't know. It doesn't look like Mount Carmel changed any personnel. So I think they're going to go for it the way it looks.
Fourth and five. We'll see whether they just try and draw Lewisburg offsides or not. It's going to be Reisinger lining up in the shotgun. And Lewisburg charging, almost. But then maybe they're trying to get Mount Carmel to come back off, and it looks like Coach John Dare is asking the officiating crew something. I don't know if they called a timeout here, but they lined up to go for it, looking to try and get that offsides, and 5 yards would be enough to trigger a first down. But Coach John Dare coming out, and
looks like there's some confusion on whether or not Coach Dare took a timeout, but
Well, now they're going to switch and bring the punting unit out. It's going to be the net result of this. Mount Carmel on the scoreboard showing they have 2 timeouts left in this first half. Lewisburg has all 3 of theirs.
If you're Coach Derry, you got to be careful here that you don't get a personal foul. I know it gets frustrating. You aren't sure that maybe the official heard you right, but they're really cracking down on that. We saw that week 1, so just got to watch that you don't hurt your team.
4th down and 5 coming up for the Red Tornadoes. Punting scenario. Jack Chapman set to do that. He's standing on his 29-yard line. Back deep, the ever-dangerous duo of Dante Sims and Max Moyers. Last time they kicked in the direction of Sims. Both these guys, juniors, both with speed. Chapman gets a good punt off and indeed goes towards Sims. It hits on the 27-yard line, and Sims is going to kind of watch it roll out at the 20, not really able to do anything with it from there. Lewisburg will now have their 3rd series starting from their own 20-yard line. We have got 11:17 to go in this second quarter.
I tell you what, that was close there for Lewisburg. I actually hit Logan Callison there, and fortunately they rolled out of bounds before Mount Carmel can get to it. Just didn't see the ball coming and just kind of grazed his back, I believe.
Do want to let you know, coming up at the half, we always love to feature a special conversation about faith and sports. We'll hear from Bill Morrow. He works with area schools through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll find out about that work. Also, he'll tell us a little bit about his background and introduction into sports. His dad, a coach, he saw his dad in action, and also, you know, some of the things he learned by kind of being in that environment. And so he'll share about that at the half and some of the work that Fellowship of Christian Athletes is involved in. So keep an ear out for that conversation. Bill Morrow is connected here with Lewisburg and also many other schools throughout the GRC listening region, both on high school and college campuses. And we do have penalty here. He's going to back Lewisburg up.
Not sure where that came from. I didn't see any laundry on the field during the punt, but apparently there was. So
10-yard penalty. So Lewisburg starts on their 10. Shedlesky from the shotgun. Handoff, ball down. Oh. Mount Carmel's got it. They jump on it at the 9. Big fumble recovery up front. Colin Irv, the senior defensive tackle, pounces on it.
Just not a good exchange there from Shedlesky to Max Moyers. It looked like either Nick was late in getting the ball to Max, or Max took off without getting the ball. Costly penalty, or a costly mistake this close to the end zone, and you definitely don't want to give Mount Carmel any help with the Lewisburg.
So Mount Carmel with their 4th drive of the night starting on the Lewisburg 9. Doesn't get much better than that. Mount Carmel already leading 6-3. We've got 11:13 to play in the second quarter. Reisinger hands it off. Burkowski gets and can't quite break out of the tackle of Max Moyers. Penalty flag comes in late. Burkowski was brought down about the 7, so it would be a gain of 2 if the play stands. Max Moyers just able to trip him up, and this is going to be against Mount Carmel. So another costly mistake with Mount Carmel starting this drive inside the Lewisburg 10.
You know, we saw this week 1 against Central. Mount Carmel was committing more penalties than what Coach Darrow wanted. He said that was one of the biggest things that they wanted to work on, was cleaning that up. Obviously now tonight here we're starting to get a few more penalties than I'm sure he'd like. So, you know, these are the things that you get prime real estate here, and then, you know, you kind of work your way back, and it's just a seesaw now.
And indeed, this one getting marched back significantly. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty all the way back to the Lewisburg 27-yard line.
Must have been a personal foul at that rate.
So here come the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes, 1st and 26, as it's a 1st and goal basically here. This is Burkowski.
Nice.
Burkowski
play.
Is going to be wrapped up in the backfield and brought down in another big loss. The Red Tornadoes are spinning in reverse.
I tell you what, Spalding sniffed that out. He was in the backfield. He was waiting on Burkowski there for Mount Carmel. Was not fooled. And if you're Lewisburg, this is what you got to do. You got to slow down here a little bit, read the defense, You know, just get them pinned back on their heels a little bit. Work your way back from that mistake you made down there close to the end zone.
Well, right now this is a drive that's netted minus 28 yards so far for Mount Carmel on this drive. They have now a second down and goal from the Lewisburg 37.
Looks like we have an official timeout here. Not sure what they're discussing, but official's timeout.
So second down coming up. Red Tornadoes again. It's 10:24 to play. Second quarter. It's Mount Carmel 6, Lewisburg 3. Be keeping an ear out for scores from throughout the region. We'll have the full scoreboard on the way at halftime as well. Reisinger going to be in the shotgun, the typical formation here for Mount Carmel. Again, waiting to get everyone set, and play clock showing 13 seconds, ready to go. Mount Carmel, and Reisinger is going to fake that handoff, drops back to throw, trying to elude a little pressure, buy some time, throws, caught by Wills, inside the 20, to the 15, and then eventually brought down at the 12. Nice pass catch completion as Reisinger finds Logan Wills. Big, big gainer there on second down. It's now going to be a much more manageable third and goal situation as they'll have it on the Lewisburg 12.
I tell you what, in Lewisburg, not sure what they were doing there, but tackling awfully high, trying to tackle him around the helmet, which gave them a few extra yards there.
This is actually going to be fourth down coming up, so the Red Tornadoes looking at a field goal. This is going to be Stellar, the sophomore, with the kick.
Block that one.
Snap, good, hold, good, kick up, and it is good.
That was a flying disc there, Don.
But it goes through. Mount Carmel on the board again. 9:21 to go, first half. It's Mount Carmel 9, Lewisburg 3 on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC, a proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Dutton and Chris in the second. It's Jersey Shore 12 and Montoursville 7. Bloomsburg 14 and North Penn Mansfield 6 in the second, and it's Muncie leading Towanda by 1-7-6 in the second. Now back to you.
Thanks, John. And it seems like the scoreboard, it's always fascinating, especially early in the season. You're trying to see how these teams are stacking up against each other. It can vary so much week to week in matchups, and thanks for those updates, John. Here tonight, it's Mount Carmel 9, Lewisburg 3, and Chapman end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded on the 18-yard line to the 25. 30. 32-yard line, and then brought down right there as it was Ordonez with the return on special teams for Lewisburg. So the Green Dragons will have it there. Again, first down and 10 starting from their 33.
I tell you what, for Lewisburg, to only give up 3 points there, I'm sure coach is much pleased that his defense recovered here. If the offense now, you got to start helping out your defense here. Start grinding some clock, putting the Mount Carmel back on their heels, and seeing if you can get a score here.
First down and 10 coming up here for the Green Dragons. Two receivers to the far side. It's Sims here near side. Shedleski, shotgun. Going to keep it himself up the middle to the 35, and just a gain of about 2 there for Shedleski. You mentioned about that being a win for the Lewisburg defense, and you are correct. In a way, also a win for Mount Carmel,
yes,
to be able to recover and get that big pass catch to set up something.
Yes.
After having so many setbacks. So it's literally one of those win-win moments there for each unit in some ways they can take away from that. And our score right now, it's Mount Carmel 9, Lewisburg 3. Green Dragons currently on their own 35-yard line, second down and 8. Shedleski, shotgun, Moyers is to his left. Moyers gets the carry, 35, 38-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 3 there for Moyers. And Moyers, again, this junior running back, setting school records all over the place. He's picked up a rushing yards, that record in week 1 in their loss to Sealands Grove. But then last week set the Lewisburg touchdowns record in a win over Central Mountain. So Max Moyers here on that particular carry getting 3 yards. It sets up a third down and 5.
Yeah, Max initially went up to the center of that Mount Carmel line and then quick cut it to the outside, realized he wasn't going to get through.
Trips far side, Sims near side. Shedleski looking to this near side for Sims down the sideline, overthrows him, some tight coverage for Mount Carmel.
Like a little bit
looks
of ham.
Like, yeah, Dylan Pupo with the coverage.
Looked like a little bit of ham fighting there between both the receiver and the defensive back, but the officials are going to let him play. Didn't think it was big enough for a fast interference. So Mount Carmel's defense comes up here and gets the ball back.
So Lewisburg's four series tonight, a punt, a field goal, a fumble, and now a punt as the punting unit comes out for the Green Dragons with this fourth down and five. Shadlesky standing on his 26-yard line, takes that snap, gets the kick off. It's pressured and I think may have gotten a hand on it as it sails out of bounds. Big pressure coming in at that time by Doukas, and I think he got a hand on it. If he didn't, it was kind of shanked to the sideline, and it's going to actually set Mount Carmel up on their 46-yard line, first down and 10, so some good field position for the Red Tornadoes.
Yeah, we'll see what Mount Carmel does here. You can tell that they've been wanting to stretch the field a little bit more, haven't really thrown a whole lot, but obviously their ground game's working for them, so why ruin what's working?
Almost all the Mount Carmel yardage coming on that first drive of 80 yards. Here's the handoff, Widener. Widener gets around that right corner, at least partially, gets to midfield. That's going to be a gain of four. Second down and six coming up. In fact, Mount Carmel, their opening drive went 80 yards, ended up in a touchdown, a fourth down converted touchdown. They had five first downs on that drive. Haven't had one since, and they're looking to try and change that here. There's 7:47 to play in the first half. Mount Carmel, the 9-3 lead over Lewisburg.
You know, pretty good matchup here. I mean, I think some people were pulling for Mount Carmel to win, but, I mean, to have a 9-3 game, 2-1-1 teams, is pretty good for a first half.
And here's the handoff. This is going to be Widener again, this time across midfield. He gets another three on that carry, and it's going to set up third down and short.
Yeah, big Josh Ghost in there on the stop for Lewisburg. Just making his way over to the near side here where we're at just to stop the runner.
Mount Carmel, again, looking for that first down since the opening series, facing a third and three from the Lewisburg 47-yard line. Red Tornadoes set. Reisinger fakes the handoff to Widener, looks downfield, throws. He's got Chapman open, and Chapman catches it inside the 15, to the 10, to the 5-yard line. And Chapman kind of had to hold up just a bit, wait for that one to end up in his hands. But he has great hands, brings it in, and then it took two Green Dragons to bring him down. But Chapman, the big conversion, will put him on the 6-yard line, first and goal.
I tell you what, Sheriff and Dominic, they really did him a favor. Neither one, as a defender, turned their head around. Probably could have had the interception if they turned their head around, but they were too focused on the ball carrier.
Here's that first and goal. Reisinger up the middle, lunges for the goal line. Touchdown, Mount Carmel. And the Red Tornadoes find the end zone again, and this time it is a 54-yard touchdown drive capped off by that 6-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Reisinger.
Yeah, Reisinger just punching up through, just lunging for that extra attempt. Looks like I think Coach Darrow is calling for two.
Well, they had missed the extra point on the opening touchdown, so maybe looking to get back on schedule with that. So 6:48 on the clock here from the Silver Bowl, waiting to check on this conversion. And Reisinger indeed in the backfield has a Widener to his left. Widener goes in motion to the right. Going to be a little pitch up the middle to Chapman, and nothing doing. Big tackles there by Lewisburg, and the two-point conversion is denied. And let me just correct the carry that time, Logan Wills, and denied by Lewisburg. So 6:48 to play in the first half. It is Mount Carmel 15, Lewisburg 3 on the High School Football Game of the Week right here on WGRC.
This is Pastor Dan Reno. We live in a world that is broken and hurting, where people like you and me are searching for purpose, meaning, and hope. At Hope Community Church in Mount Carmel, it's our experience that Jesus Christ provides all that we are searching for. That's why our mission is to glorify God by introducing people to Jesus, connecting them with the church body, and equipping them to be Christ-like ministers. Find out more at hopeccpa.com.
Hope Community Church is pleased to be supporting WGRC.
Don and Chris in the second. It's Mifflinburg 14 and Milton nothing. Wellsboro and Montgomery, they are tied up at 14 apiece in the second. It's Hughesville and South Williamsport tied at 7 in the second. And Central Columbia leading Lehigh 19-0 in the second. Now back to you.
Thanks, John. Our score here, Mount Carmel just putting another 6 on the board. It's Mount Carmel 15, Lewisburg 3. Chapman with the kickoff. Going to be fielded by, well, neither. It's dropped, now picked up. And Lewisburg at the 15-20-yard, going to be dropped right at the 16-yard line. The Green Dragons going to be backed up as Moyers was kind of closing in on it, but instead it was kind of back and forth between him and Sheriff, and the ball hit the turf. Sheriff picked it up and going to put him down at just about the 15-yard line. So Lewisburg going to have a long field in front of them. First down and 10. We've got 6:43 to play in this first half.
Yeah, I tell you what, for Lewisburg, you got to get a touchdown here. I mean, you're down 12 points here. You'd like to only be down by less than a touchdown going in at half, but offense has got to get down the field now.
Here come the Green Dragons. Two receivers far side, one in motion coming back this way. As Lewisburg moves right to left, Moyers has the carry, crossed the 20, brought down at the 24-yard line, so a gain of about 9 there for Max Moyers.
Yeah, I tell you what, he just keeps those hips moving, just shifts, just makes those cuts. Nice pickup there on first down, and makes it manageable second and 2.
So the Green Dragons coming up here with this very short second and 2 opportunity from their own 24-yard line. Just a reminder, next week our game of the week, we'll have those Mifflinburg Wildcats at Danville to face the Ironmen. We'll have that next week for you. Here tonight, Mount Carmel hosting Lewisburg at the Silver Bowl. Shedleski with 11 seconds on the play clock, barking out instructions, takes the snap, goes far sideline, looking downfield, it's caught as he inbounds. Nope.
Looks like he is.
Don't think he helped. Did he hold on to it long enough?
They're going to mark it.
Looks like he did.
Yep.
Lost the ball after he hit the turf, but bringing it in, big catch that time by Byler, the junior wide receiver, and Shedleski laid it out there, and now they're conferring to see whether or not he actually had possession. You may be able to tell from the Mount Carmel fans here whether or not this play stands. It is going to stand. And indeed, Lewisburg has moved the chains. Big pass connection, Shedleski to Byler.
Well, I won't tell you what he said, but we'll just say that Coach Darrow was not pleased with that call.
Not pleased. First down and 10 coming up, Lewisburg. 5:54 to go in this second quarter. Mount Carmel leading it 15-3. Lewisburg on the move now. Shedleski hands it off Moyers. Moyers right side. Going to get to the line of scrimmage and not much beyond there. And there we see the pursuing defense by Mount Carmel. Good speed. And, you know, and again, you got to tackle well when Max Moyers is involved. And tackling in numbers helpful as well. Several players in red able to bring down Moyers.
Yeah, Mount Carmel said, fine, if you're going to get the first down, you're not going to get any more. We're just going to send the house. And they had 4 defenders there to just corral him and wrap him up.
Second and 10 now from midfield for the Green Dragons. Lots of time here still remaining in this first half. 5:21 and counting. Two receivers near side as Lewisburg works our right to left. Moyers, one of those. He's in motion coming back the other way. Shedleski fakes the handoff to him, drops back to throw, buys some time, goes forward. Shedleski, big gainer, first down and down to the Mount Carmel 35. And Shedleski does not show you the speed, but he still seems to swiftly cover ground with some big strides there. His 6'3" frame able to break through some arm tackles too.
Well, that's kind of where I was going. I mean, he kind of hesitated there, and then when he decided to take off, I mean, like you say, 6'3", 215, you don't think about it, but when you try to wrap your arms around that, you're not going to bring him down very quick. You got to go low at the trunk.
So now it is first down and 10, Green Dragons on the Mount Carmel 34. Shedleski, shotgun. Takes the snap, handoff Moyers right up the middle. He's got some room. He's crossed the 30. He's going to be marked down about the 27. Not a first down, but he gets a big chunk of it.
Tell you what, that was a great tackle there by Mount Carmel. That was Burkowski there and on the tackle. Moyers tried to leap him, and he just grabbed his leg so he couldn't get over top of him.
To the 27-yard line, it's second down and 3, Lewisburg. Shedleski goes to throw and just throws it short, threw it right at the feet of his intended target, which is Ethan Dominic. Going to set up now a third down and 3.
if you're Lewisburg, you really need this first down here. You need to keep that clock going. You need to get into that end zone. But a manageable third and three, you just got to ask your line to get low and just drive. Give them where's the ball and let them pick it up.
Pair of touchdowns by Mount Carmel and each team with a field goal as well. 15-3, the Mount Carmel lead. Lewisburg right now on the Mount Carmel 27. Shedleski from the shotgun hands it off. Moyers. Moyers breaks through the first tackle. Then he's brought down at the 25. And it looked like he may go down in the backfield, but instead powers through that. It's going to be fourth and one.
Ooh.
And, you know, here on the Mount Carmel 25, probably not much decision-making needed here as Mark Persing realizes that he just needs less than a yard, and he's got a pretty good running game there. But, of course, Mount Carmel's got a great run-stopping defense.
Lewis for getting quick to the
Shedleski,
line.
Shedleski, quarterback keeper, and the big quarterback going to power it forward. Not just a yard. He picks up about three or four, carries a couple of Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes with him. Just you kind of mentioned it was going to be like a quick snap right up at the line of scrimmage, and Shedleski took it to the right and took it for a first down.
Credit to that Lewisburg offensive line there. Got that big push. Was able to get Mount Carmel back on their heels and give Nick just enough to get the first down.
First and 10, Green Dragons on the 22. 3:26 to go and counting in this first half. Thanks for joining us tonight. The high school football game of the week right here on WGRC. Shedleski, shotgun with Max Moyers to his left, two receivers to the right. Moyers carry, loses the football, and it's going to be recovered by Mount Carmel. Wills gets it in the backfield as somehow Moyers loses it. Mount Carmel opportunistic on defense. That's the second fumble by Lewisburg, recovered by Mount Carmel tonight.
Tell you what, great job there by Mount Carmel. Heads up play to knock that ball out of there, but Lewisburg just... a heartbreaker. You're driving the field, you pick up the first down, keep the ball moving, and then you turn it over again. You cannot do that against a team like Mount Carmel. They will take it and turn it on you real quick.
Here come the Red Tornadoes, first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Reisinger fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, looks downfield, and has to overthrow a Burkowski as good coverage there by Sims, and on the run, Reisinger just decides, let's get this out of bounds and go to second down.
Yeah, you had Spots and Spalding there on the pursuit for Lewisburg, which caused Reisinger to get rid of it quicker than he wanted to.
So now second down and 10 coming up for the Red Tornadoes. Again, a halftime interview. We'll feature Fellowship of Christian Athletes area representative Bill Morrow, very active in the region and schools, encouraging coaches. Also, college campuses, we'll hear about that in some of his personal story on the way at the half. Here's a handoff, trying the left side and being wrapped up quickly, and not much there for Mount Carmel.
Tell you what, credit to Lewisburg's defense here. They're playing smart. They're making sure that they hit the tackles. I think they're kind of gelling a little bit better as this game goes on, but the defense is definitely doing what they need to do when they're out there.
Third down and 9. I believe that was Pupo with the carry there for Mount Carmel. Doesn't get a lot of the carries, but took that one just a yard. Third and 9 coming up to 27 showing on the clock. Mount Carmel 15, Lewisburg 3, and Red Tornadoes have it on their own 29. Two receivers near side. Reisinger's going to roll this way. Now pumps, throws, caught by Chapman. And that's going to be just enough for the first down. You see a senior knows exactly where to go to, and if he's got the first, he just has the first down. He kind of sat himself right on the 40, or rather the 39-yard line. Did come back a yard to get the, but he needed to be at the 38. So well-positioned and well-thrown by Reisinger as he finds Chapman. Big first down there for Mount Carmel.
Yeah, Dante Sims there making sure to shove him out before he got any more yards.
Chapman's had some big receptions through the air. They've set up points tonight. That one gets a big first down. First and 10 now for the Red Tornadoes on the 38-yard line. Shotgun, it's Reisinger. Fakes the handoff, looks downfield, shakes some pressure, goes for Chapman, overthrows Chapman, and double coverage as well. And you know, number 44, Chapman from Mount Carmel, always draws attention. And back there was Sheriff and Dominic, both looking to try and rein in the big tight end weapon for Mount Carmel.
I think we saw that not too long ago from Mount Carmel, which resulted in some points for them very shortly thereafter. So, yeah, if you're Lewisburg, you've seen these plays. You know where they want to go. You just got to watch that deep ball.
Second down and 10 coming up for the Red Tornadoes. High school football action right here on WGRC Lewisburg, WCRG Williamsport, WZRG Coltmont, WJRC Lewistown. Takes the handoff. Well, actually does take the handoff to Pupo, and it's going to be a loss for Mount Carmel. Lewisburg denies it. Reisinger acted as though it was going to be a quarterback keeper. Instead, he gives it off to Pupo. It's going to be now a third down and long here coming up for Mount Carmel. Third down and 10. 1:44 showing on the clock. It's a third down and 14. Ball is placed right now on the Red Tornadoes 34-yard line. A year ago, these teams met. It was a Mount Carmel 40-20 win here tonight. That's some good defense, but we've had some big plays both ways here tonight. Mount Carmel right now with the advantage. Here's the third down and 14. Reisinger takes the snap, rolls left, looks downfield, airs it out, going for Pupo. It's caught. First down, Mount Carmel to the Lewisburg 37-yard line. Big pass and catch there. Another first down on this drive, and Mount Carmel on the move suddenly. 1:16 to go. They do have two timeouts. Red Tornadoes on the Lewisburg 37-yard line. Reisinger takes the snap, rolls right, looks, screenplay, caught. This is going to be Doukas, who steps out of bounds as he was trying to tiptoe down the sideline, and he is out at the 28-yard line. That is close, but going to be just shy of a first down. Looks like about a 9-yard carry there for Mount Carmel. So here, suddenly a spark in that passing game. Second down and one coming up for the Red Tornadoes. 1:09 on the clock. Again, it's Mount Carmel 15, Lewisburg 3. And we've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
So far, it's been a good one, but right now, Mount Carmel with the edge, and they've got a second down and one from the Lewisburg 28. It's Mount Carmel 15, Lewisburg 3. 1:09 showing on the clock in this first half. Two receivers each side. Reisinger throws, screenplay near side. Burkowski. Burkowski's got that first down. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and lunging, but just shy of the end zone. Burkowski gets to the one.
I tell you, Don, from down here at the field level, just really not the best tackling from Lewisburg. Tackling way high on the shoulder pads, which has allowed Mount Carmel just to break free easily.
So now first down and goal inside of a minute. Mount Carmel knocking on the door. Handoff, Widener. Widener goes for the end zone. Touchdown, Red Tornadoes.
Nice delayed cut there by Widener there from Mount Carmel and getting the score.
So now Mount Carmel opening it up right before the half, exactly what Lewisburg didn't want to see. And you talk about momentum changers, Chris. You know, Lewisburg was trailing and deep into Mount Carmel territory. The big fumble sets up Mount Carmel now for some passes and another touchdown. It's 21-3 pending the extra point as Steller comes out to attempt it. Snap good, hold good, the kick is up, and it is through. With 50 seconds to play in the first half, it's Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week right here on WGRC.
A
agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
Now it's back to the game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Well, and Mount Carmel here at the Silver Bowl, it's their home opener, and the fans have had plenty to cheer about. It's been a tough battle, but Mount Carmel now opening up a 22-3 lead. We've got 50 seconds to play in this first half. I'm Don Castelline, Chris Miller at the field, and John Callahan producing tonight. And we'll have that featured interview at the half with Bill Morrow, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, coming up. Line drive kick taken by an up player here on special teams for Lewisburg. And brought down right about the 30-yard line as quickly, alertly trying to get that was Jay Lannert with the return there for Lewisburg. So Jay Lannert, the junior, alertly grabs it. And it's going to be Lewisburg first down and 10. 45 seconds to go. They do have it on their 36-yard line. Let's see how aggressive Coach Mark Persing opts to be right before the half.
Yeah, if you're Lewisburg, I think you're just trying to you obviously want to score, but you don't want to turn it over and give Mount Carmel a chance at another score.
Two costly fumbles in the first half already for Lewisburg. Here's a handoff to Moyers. Ooh. And a high tackle, kind of a clothesline almost there at the 35-yard line. Moyers bounces back up quickly, but a loss of a yard. It's going to be second down and 11. We've got 33 seconds showing on the clock and counting. Lewisburg hustles up to the line of scrimmage. Of course, they got big playmakers there. Shedlesky fakes, drops back, looks deep, throws, and just past the outstretched arms as he's trying to find Landis. And Landis had a step, but would have taken a perfect throw to catch him in stride. It's going to be incomplete. Does stop the clock with 20 seconds to play, third and 11 coming up. And now you got another decision to make. I mean, you're being a little bit aggressive with that clock stopped. I don't know that Lewisburg really wants to be punting and give Mount Carmel any kind of time here.
No, I would not say that would be in their best interest right now with all the momentum in Mount Carmel's favor.
Mount Carmel does have two timeouts. Handoff, Moyers up the middle. He's got some room, 40, 45, and he's got that first down. Gets to the 47-yard line right at the end, puts his shoulder down. Let me change that. It looked like Moyers, but it was Dominic instead. Mentioned about Dominic, pound for pound. Coach says he might be the strongest player on the team. And he showed some power there, getting to the 46-yard line. 13 seconds to play in this first half. We will keep it right here at the Silver Bowl, seeing what Coach Mark Persing wants to do in these closing seconds. Mount Carmel leading heading into the half here, 22-3, but still 13.9 seconds to go as Lewisburg has the ball on their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, I tell you, just down here while there's timeout by Lewisburg, Mount Carmel's got their 50-year celebration. Team members down here in the south end zone, they're getting ready to be recognized at halftime. Got a lot of fans standing on the rails here, so something to see here at halftime.
An undefeated team from 50 years ago, and they turned out 20 Division I scholarship players. They went to schools like UCLA, Notre Dame, Boston College. What a special group. Good to see a number of those 50 years later set to be recognized at Mount Carmel. They love their football tradition for sure. Shotgun, 13 seconds to go. Shedlesky back to throw. Penalty flag down. Shedlesky running out of time, and he is going to be dropped at his own 43-yard line. Let's check on that penalty. There are 7 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was. Flag came off pretty early, so I wasn't sure if it was an offsides by Mount Carmel. Let's see what you can see it better than I can put up there.
So first, let's see the penalty flag. Pretty Just a forward of the line of scrimmage. It's on that far sideline, and this is going to be against Mount Carmel. So the Red Tornadoes being flagged here, 7 seconds to go, and let's see.
It's not really the worst penalty to commit here with the time winding down.
It'll be 5 yards here. They'll march this off. It will put the ball across midfield, starting to get to the place where you kind of think Shedlesky could get a little air under one. Of course, you always have the dangerous Max Moyers on the field, so you can't disregard that as well. see how Lewisburg opts to play it. They're going to be on the 8-yard line of Mount Carmel. First and 5, not that that matters. 7 seconds to go. That does matter. There's one timeout still remaining for Lewisburg. They can stop the clock, so anything's kind of in play.
If you're Lewisburg, you want to throw it deep and try to get your receiver to the outside and get out of bounds so you can set up maybe a field goal to walk away here with something.
Or you could opt for the quick run by Moyer, see if you can get a few more yards to set up another toss to the end zone. All different scenarios. See how Coach Persing wants to attack this one. But definitely in a more favorable
looks like they're trying
position.
To reset the clock
and they will.
From that time runoff.
Yep, they're going to put 13 seconds back
on
it.
So that helps
them
out a lot better.
Yeah, now it opens up the door here to a couple of plays. They have that one timeout. Spreading it out. Three receivers near side, one to the far side. Moyers in the backfield, standing to the left of Shedleski, who's in the shotgun. Snap, Shedleski back to throw. Fires far sideline, caught, and dancing out of bounds. And that is going to be Landis with the catch. Or check that. That's actually going to be Byler with the catch there on that far side.
I was going to say, moves the sticks here. They only burn off 4 seconds here. So if you can get a few more plays like that, definitely get closer at end zone. And if nothing else, like I say, go for the field goal to get some points.
Save the timeout. First down at the Mount Carmel 41-yard line. Lewisburg looking for something heading into the half. Here's Shedleski taking that snap, drops back to throw, going to have to decide, rolls to his right, fires downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Tight coverage on Dominic down the field, and Shedleski had to just kind of let it go and found a spot where just in the center of a circle of red tornadoes. So 2.5 seconds to go. Lewisburg one last shot here. They do have their timeout, but that's not going to matter here in all likelihood.
So I know in a hurricane.
Although they may call it now just to talk about it.
We'll I know see. In a hurricane the center is the eye. So what would be the eye of the tornado?
Well, that was right where the football landed. That's all I know. The red tornado's there circling around it. Couldn't quite get to it in time. But 2.5 seconds remaining. Here comes Lewisburg up to the line of scrimmage. One last shot at it here before halftime. Handoff, Moyers. Moyers just to the 40. Gain of 1, and the half will end right there with our score. Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3. A couple of fumbles. Otherwise, this could be a very different story. Lewisburg had points perhaps coming their way. Fumble sets up a big Mount Carmel touchdown. And in a moment, Chris Miller going to be chatting with head football coach Mark Persing of the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And again, be listening, halftime featured interview. Going to be with Bill Morrow, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, serving in the region, high school, and also college campuses. So we'll find out a little bit about the work that Bill Morrow is involved in and a little bit about his story as well. His coach father, actually, a big influence in his life, and we'll hear a little bit of those thoughts coming up from Bill Morrow at the half. John Callahan will recap all the action as well. Let's head down to the field. Chris Miller zooming in on head football coach Mark Persing of Lewisburg.
Hey, Coach, we'll kind of walk and talk here and get you back to your team. So first half there, obviously you had some costly fumbles. You know, you had some kind of high tackles.
We had two fumbles. They're killing us on third down. We are winning first and second down, and they're just converting third down.
Yeah.
We have them exactly where we want them. We're showing them different fronts. I mean, we're getting run-throughs. We just need to execute.
How do you talk up the team about tackling and getting down so they're not tackling high in the shoulder pads, giving them the extra yardage?
It's just executing your scheme. It's just executing your scheme. It's something we've been preaching for 4 weeks now, and we're going to be better in the second half.
Hey, Coach, best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Mark Persing. Again, a little disappointed with the execution, as you heard there, but did find a lot of things that he liked for sure. Well, we've got more action coming up in just a bit. And earlier tonight, maybe you heard, we have shadowing us tonight in the broadcast booth, Luke Kuhn. He is a ninth grader at Columbia County Christian School. And, Luke, great to have you here. And you're taking in all the action, watching the broadcast as well. And you've been watching it unfold. And I know you have some aspirations for sports broadcasting. How have you seen it play out here tonight?
Well, the scoreboard reads 22-3, but I don't think that really does it justice because Lewisburg has really been in this game. Like Coach Persing said, first and second down, they've been really good. I think they've beaten the Tornadoes on that part, but third down, they've been getting killed. down the air, down the field. They've had lots of great passes, and really the big plays have kept Mount Carmel in the lead. They have a 19-point lead. I really think it could be closer if Lewisburg could stop shooting themselves in the foot. They have two fumbles, lots of flags, and really just undisciplined football. But Coach Persing promised that they will have a better second half, so we'll see if there's a possible comeback for the Green Dragons.
All right. Hey, Chris, I think somebody sounds like they're pretty comfortable up here in the press box with us. How about it?
I think so.
All right. Well, Luke,
I think no matter what he does, he's got a bright future.
He's breaking it down well, and looking forward to having a little bit more coming up in the second half. Well, let's go ahead and take our halftime break. We'll have that featured interview on the way, the scoreboard as well. We'll recap tonight's scoring. It's Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3 on the High School Football Game of the Week right here on WGRC.
Coles Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coles Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coles Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Jesus said in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and Recore Charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Hurricane Dorian has slammed the Bahamas.
Going through it was terrifying. It was just worse than anything I could have imagined.
This is Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse is responding to the Bahamas after this horrific hurricane. We are taking in tarps, shelter material, water purification systems. We need your prayers. We need your support. So please help us respond and do it in Jesus' name.
For more information or to find out how you can help, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Amy Grant is coming to the 2019 Bloomsburg Fair.
God loves a lullaby.
And so is We Are Messengers.
Just keep moving on.
Performing together Sunday night, September 22nd at 7 p.m. in the grandstand. Your free tickets to the concert and the 2019 Bloomsburg Fair are here at WGRC. Really easy to win. Mornings, September 9th through the 13th. Listen for opportunities to call in and win. Remember, the contest line is 888-747-WGRC. Tickets do not include parking. Must be at least 18 to win. Only one winner per household and family. Contest details at WGRC.com/contests.
Tonight's halftime featured interview, the recent conversation I had with Bill Morrow, an area representative with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, as he works with coaches and student athletes throughout the WGRC listening region. Talk about, first of all, the realm of athletics. Tell me a little bit about your interest areas, how it kind of got started for you, maybe when you were younger, and how you love staying a part of it here today.
Yeah, no, exactly. I grew up a son of a coach, so my earliest memories are literally on Sunday mornings listening to the click, click, click of a 16-millimeter film projector in the basement as my father break down the films from the previous day's game. But more importantly, as I went through high school and into college, I realized that athletics could be much more than just a game. At that same time, my faith was growing, and so it was an opportunity, again, just to bring together athletics and faith, and what a win when you start realizing that there's an opportunity to make sports, again, more than just a game.
So the whole platform of sports, of course, it's a lot of fun, a lot of highs and a lot of lows. I think back to some sports experiences I had, and the lows, I remember being on a basketball team that didn't win a game all season long, kind of tough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do get some joys along the way as well. I know maybe you experienced that as an athlete, and now it's kind of probably interesting to watch other athletes go through some of those same things.
Oh, very much so. No one cannot be part of athletics without, again, having those low moments, but they also give context and extra joy then to the high moments. As you just described, my junior year in high school, you know, winning one game, and then in football, that sport specifically, but then my senior year, turning around and winning nine games, you know, and the contrast in emotions. But I think, again, what's really neat about athletics is we have those opportunities to experience tremendous highs and tremendous lows, oftentimes in a very short period of time. You think about as you watch a game, you know, as a spectator, you know, 1 minute, you know, you're crying, you know, why did the coach make that call or why did that kid drop that pass? And then, you know, just a few minutes later, you know, you're watching a 15-year-old boy at the foul line, you know, shooting a couple free throws that ice the game, you know, for a big win, and the joy and the elation that goes with that. So I think that's one thing that makes sports very unique, but I also think that's one of those things that makes sports a great platform for helping young people, but people of any age, for a chance to really to exercise and in my case, you know, think through their Christian faith. And what does that really mean?
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's, I know, kind of at the mission of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And you're now full-time with this organization. The mission, explain how it kind of unfolds, what your role specifically is as well.
Going back to the mission of FCA, what we try to do, or our vision anyway, is to see Jesus Christ transform our local community, in this case, local community being the Upper Susquehanna Valley, through the influence of athletes and coaches. You know, in our society, they probably have a disproportionate influence, but they do have a very strong influence, so we might as well take advantage of that. So my job as the area representative of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is try to come alongside coaches specifically and work to and through coaches to reach athletes and try to, again, make sports more than a game. You know, what we would like to try to do is empower and equip coaches to weave their faith in a way that's appropriate, because recognizing that many of our coaches work in the public school setting, but weave their faith into what they do. And it'll help provide maybe a different why. You know, why do we participate in athletics? And also give context and meaning, and a bigger meaning to athletics. And again, I keep going back to that, making it more than just a game.
This opportunity to share and in a variety of different settings, I know it can look different based on the opportunities presented in a school. Mm-hmm. Give me an idea of some of the settings where this interaction could take place beyond the X's and the O's and the mm-hmm. the going through the logistics of the game. And obviously, you know, faith of a follower of Christ, it should kind of be kind of flowing out of everything that we do. But when it comes to like setting up meetings and mm-hmm. making things happen, how does that kind of look there with FCA groups?
Sure. So one of the big things that we try to do when we talk about working through the coach is we want to empower coaches, and by that we mean basically train them up and to recognize the opportunity that they have. So a concrete example might be, let's say I'm a basketball coach, and that I know just through getting to know my athletes, which is so important, that let's say half of my team, half a dozen of my guys on my team share the same Christian faith that I have. You know, is there anything wrong with making space for those Christian athletes to, let's say, incorporate and become part of their pregame ritual, either prayer or perhaps a chapel service? Again, it has to be student-initiated and student-led. But as a coach, why can't I make that space available to them? And coaches in the Valley are doing that. So, for example, if the game starts at 6 o'clock, there's a team meal for the basketball team at 5 o'clock, let's say in the corner of the high school cafeteria. And if students want to, they can stick around and perhaps go through a John Wooden devotional, something that might be pertinent to what they're doing. John Wooden was real big on the virtues of the sports, you know, and maybe we want to talk about our word for the week might be the word commitment, and give the kids space. And again, I would be there only as a coach to monitor, can't directly participate, but to allow those young people to talk about what does it mean to be fully committed. And you think about the translation to that, you know, if we can get young people to talk about commitment in the context of athletics, is there much of a leap then when we can talk about commitment when it comes to things off the sports, you know, away from the basketball court, things where it really matters in life? Because before we know it, you know, these young men are going to be husbands, they're going to be fathers. Boy, you want to talk about having to be committed, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road.
I imagine you've seen examples where a young person steps up and really communicates well, seizes that moment, and you probably get a big smile on your face. And you think, wow, what a great example, what a well-said type of thing, without necessarily giving names or anything mm-hmm. like that. Maybe describe what that setting looked like.
It was interesting. The Lewisburg football team played the Shikellamy football team in October of 2018. and both teams are blessed to have the same coach for a period of time involved with the program. And unfortunately, that coach passed away through an accident, a very tragic accident. But what was really neat is before the game, both teams came together. Again, it was student-initiated. But to have 80 guys, in this case, most of the guys chose, if there was maybe 90 guys between the two teams, you know, 80 of the athletes chose to participate in a pregame prayer. And it wasn't a prayer for them. It was a prayer for this coach's family. One of the students from Lewisburg, you know, led that prayer. And I would just think God has to really smile, you know, when you have a high school senior that's willing to stand up, be bold like that, to take the lead, to pray over, you know, two teams prior to game, to basically, you know, share his faith in front of a stadium full of people, maybe 1,000 people there. You know, again, I just really think God has to smile and say, yeah, that's what I'm looking for when I encourage, you know, my creation, my kids basically to play sports.
Our featured interview tonight on WGRC with Fellowship of Christian Athletes Area Representative Bill Morrow. For more information, visit FCA.org.
You've been listening to the Halftime Interview. Get set for the second half of tonight's game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Serving Columbia County and all of Central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS. Providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453. On the web at freelandsharley.com.
Hurricane Dorian has slammed the Bahamas.
Going through it was terrifying. It was just worse than anything I could have imagined.
This is Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse is responding to the Bahamas after this horrific hurricane. We are taking in tarps, shelter material, water purification systems. We need your prayers. We need your support. So please help us respond and do it in Jesus' name.
For more information or to find out how you can help, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
And taking a look at our WGRC halftime scoreboard. At the half, Loyal Sock 20 and Chickalambie 12. Southern Columbia is leading Sealands Grove 42-0 at half. Mifflinburg 28 and Milton nothing at halftime. It's Danville 21 and Warrior Run 13 at the half. Wellsboro 42 and Montgomery 21 at halftime. South Williamsport leading Hughesville 13-7 at the half. It's Nativity BVM 29 and Columbia Montour Votech nothing at halftime. Central Mountain and Shimokin in a really tight battle there. Central Mountain leading that one 7-6 at halftime. It's Central Columbia 19 and Lehigh nothing at halftime. Montoursville 28 and Jersey Shore 12 at the half. Bloomsburg leading North Penn Mansfield 21-6 at halftime. And it's Muncie 10 and Tawanda 6 at the half. Now back to Don, Chris, and Luke.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And here our score. It is right now Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3. And other statistics probably much closer than the scoreboard would indicate. But nonetheless, Mount Carmel's been able to convert on some touchdowns and also take advantage of turnovers. Here's how we got to our score. Mount Carmel started the opening drive on their 20, drove it 80 yards, and it was finished off with a fourth down conversion, a 21-yard touchdown pass. Reisinger found Doukas on that play. The extra point was blocked. It was 6-0 at that point, 6:41 to go in that first quarter. Then Lewisburg answered back with a 22-yard field goal by Liscombe, came in the closing minute of that first quarter. 6-3 was the score. Then we really had a flow of the game, which was indicated by punts. There was a fumble by Lewisburg. Mount Carmel was able to get a field goal thanks to some great field position by a fumble. It was a 29-yard field goal by Steller, made it 9-3 with 9:21 to go in the first half. And then Mount Carmel struck again. A drive that they had on their own 46-yard line, took it 54 yards, a big pass completion to Chapman, set up a 6-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Reisinger. That came with 6:48 to go. The extra point at that point, the two-point conversion was no good. It was a 15-3 game then, and Lewisburg was on the march, had the ball deep in Mount Carmel territory, but a fumble gave the ball back to Mount Carmel on their 28-yard line, and Mount Carmel made count as they took the ball down the field and ended up with a and took that drive really. Seconds to go. Lewisburg then, you know, mounting some plays, got it down to the Mount Carmel side of the field, but just kind of running out of clock and opportunity in the first half. But again, Mount Carmel able to capitalize on the scoreboard. They lead it 22-3. And earlier we heard from head football coach Mark Persing. Kind of was pleased with some of the things he saw, but of course it was the execution he pointed to as the reasons why his team is down on the scoreboard. And Chris, one of the things he said, his team winning first and second down, but that lost battle on third down has been a crusher.
I'm going to try to grab Coach Dara here, coming through the gate quick before we get started.
All right, so we'll hear from Coach Dara in just a moment, coming through, and we'll get his impression of his team's performance. Here he is.
Hey, Coach Dara, great first half. You're able to put 22 points on the board against the Lewisburg team. What did you like in that first half besides the points?
I thought we did a pretty good job making some big plays in the pass game. We definitely converted some big third downs to keep the chains moving. I think that was the biggest positive I could pull out of the first half there.
Second half here. Looking to clean up. I know you from week one. You're looking to clean up the penalties, I'm sure. But you got good performance coming out. Reisinger and Chapman, your leaders there. How are they going to set the tone in the second half?
Yeah, definitely have to clean up the penalties. Couple busts we had on some of the blitzes they ran. So I think if we start picking up those blitzes, we'll have some more big plays.
Hey, best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
And those are the words there from Coach John Dara, talking with Chris Miller. And then Chris, riding it out through the red tornado storm that came right past you. And Chris, appreciate those halftime comments there from the coaches. Well, we're going to take a timeout here. And after a 60-second break, we'll be back with the start of the second half from the Silver Bowl. It's Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3 on the WGRC High School Football Game of the Week.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And And here tonight, a lot of entertaining action from the Silver Bowl, but most of the points translating on the scoreboard for the team in red. And that would be the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes as they lead Lewisburg. Score here 22-3. And Lewisburg set to receive the kick to start the second half. Again, Mount Carmel set that tone with a big 80-yard drive on that first series. Really, it was wild till points went back up on the board for Mount Carmel. But Lewisburg, I'm sure, similarly has thoughts of, let's try and do the same thing. We're going to get the football first here. Let's protect it. And let's see if we can get some points on to start this second half, exactly what Lewisburg needs. They do have time. I mean, it's halftime, and they trail by less than three scores. So it's going to be, though, needing to set a tone. Lewisburg is going to need to do that here to start up the second half.
I tell you, for Lewisburg, Coach first thing really hit on it right before you go into the second half. Nothing is more frustrating as a coach, and I can tell you as a former player, when you're not hitting the fundamentals, especially against a great caliber team like Mount Carmel. Coach Derr experienced that last week with Southern Columbia. He didn't feel like they were hitting on their fundamentals, and it cost them big time. And for Lewisburg, you don't want to panic. But obviously, you got to clean up those mistakes. You got to really start hitting your marks on tackling, and you really got to start thinking smart plays here.
We're just a moment away from the start of this second half here tonight. The Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes coming in 1-1 on the season. We mentioned about their opening shutout victory. In fact, it was our game of the week when they defeated Central Columbia last week. Well, not as well. Against Southern Columbia, it was a 48-0 shutout. But mindset-wise, I think, at least from what we've seen here tonight, although there have been some miscues and things, it looks, you know, mentally, Mount Carmel seems to have put that aside and working here to kind of start fresh in this week three game.
I tell you, for Mount Carmel, you know, some people would say, okay, you're up 22-3. They feel a little bit more calm. They feel a little bit more relaxed. And that's just not the vibe that you get from a Mount Carmel team. I mean, they're intense. They're in it to win it to the very end. And but obviously they feel a lot more comfortable having a 19-point lead here. I believe Lewisburg's going to get the ball in the second half to come out here. So Mount Carmel's going to look to set the tone early on defense in the second half.
Next week for Mount Carmel, they'll be right here back at the Silver Bowl as they take on Jersey Shore. So it'll be a big contest next week here at Mount Carmel. As for Lewisburg, they're also 1-1, but a little different path. It was an opening week setback against Sealands Grove, a disappointing loss for Lewisburg. They did recover very well last week against Central Mountain, a 48-18 victory. Here tonight, struggling, but still looking to try and bounce back in the second half. Next week, Lewisburg will play at Milton, and then they'll return home for Shamokin. So that's kind of the journey in the next week or two for each of these teams that we're covering here tonight.
You know, real quick, just touching on something that you said at the beginning of our broadcast. This is the topsy-turvy District 4 that we're in. I mean, you look at Central Mountain tonight, right? Lewisburg handed them a pretty big loss last week, and now they're holding Shamokin in check. And we're just seeing a lot of that topsy-turvy out of teams. I think I heard another commentator say elsewhere that week three, you really just don't know what you're going to get from a lot of these teams. It's a lot of back and forth. So maybe by week five, week six, we'll start to really see how this is going to shape up in District 4.
As for our game next week, you can join us once again for Friday Night Football coverage. We will have Mifflinburg, the Wildcats, at Danville. Well, here we're starting the second half. Chapman kicks off end over end, received at the 18-yard line, across the 20 to the 31-yard line, and the Green Dragons will have it there, first down and 10.
Yeah, Mount Carmel there just closing in. Julian Steller, we've seen him in on some plays before, makes the stop there from Mount Carmel. A good return for Lewisburg, and their offense is going to be looking to start gaining some yards here as quick as they can.
So the Green Dragons now at first down and 10 from their 31-yard line. Just underway, second half action, Mount Carmel 22, Lewisburg 3. Game of the week here on WGRC, journeying all throughout the District 4, always a lot of fun. Well, here's a lot of motion from Lewisburg as they stack things now right side with three receivers. Shedleski, shotgun, one of those receivers coming back in motion, and penalty flags fly. And I think this is the second time they've tried this play, and both times penalty flags, and both times against Lewisburg for some illegal motion there in the backfield.
Yeah, I don't believe that was number five also to the wide side there with
Ordonez.
With Simeon Beiler. I don't think Ordonez was supposed to move. He looked a little confused, but obviously when Beiler moved and then Ordonez moved, there was just a little too much motion. He didn't get reset before the ball was snapped.
So another five-yard penalty here against the Green Dragons, and we mentioned about the need for a fast start. Not that you have to put the points up right away, but you want to get momentum, and having that penalty flag not what they wanted. It's going to be second down and 10 as they're going to have it still here on the 31-yard line. And here comes a handoff back to throw now. Little razzle-dazzle in the backfield. Underthrown, though, as it was Dominic taking the handoff and then opts to go deep. Not quite able to get it out to Beiler, who had some coverage. It was pretty tight out there, but going to fall incomplete. Third down and 10 coming up for the Green Dragons.
Yeah, it looked like Beiler was anticipating the ball to be a little bit more straight down the field on the far side, and Dominic actually broke it almost as a post pattern over the middle, so just wasn't able to get over there fast enough.
Green Dragons lining up with two receivers far side, one near side. They're working right to left, and Shedleski has the pocket collapse, and he goes down at the 24-yard line. Shedleski wrapped up by the Mount Carmel defense, and Bendis among those in on that sack.
I don't know why, but the term Red Death just came to mind when I saw them just pummel it.
That's what they like to go by. That's the linebacking core there for Mount Carmel, and a sea of red swims over Shedleski, who now is forced to punt, standing on his own 12. It's blocked! Again, pressure on the punt, and we've seen it every punt tonight. And getting a clean block and just threw like a freight train, Damon Doukas, the sophomore. And they got a hand on one earlier, had another one blocked, and they get to this one as well.
You know, you just saw it coming. Lewisburg just is not able to stop that pressure coming in from Mount Carmel. And Mount Carmel is just going to send players every time. Nick just really didn't have a chance. He tried to get it off, you know, but Lewisburg's got to get that figured out.
So here comes some great field position. Mount Carmel on the Lewisburg 13-yard line. First down and 10. Handoff. This is going to be Widener. Right side. Tries to get to the corner. Just does. Break free of one tackle. He's going to be right about the 10. And close to the 9. So this is going to be a gain of about 3.5 yards. And didn't look like a whole lot was coming on that particular play, but Doukas able to make the most of it.
Yeah, Cam Michaels, a freshman in there on the stop for Lewisburg. Lewisburg's mixing up a little bit of personnel here, so we'll try to figure out maybe what's going on with that.
Second down and 6, Mount Carmel on the Lewisburg 9. Here comes the handoff right out the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown for Mount Carmel. And once again, it's Doukas with the carry.
We have a Lewisburg player down. Looks like it might be Gavin Sheriff, but I'm not sure. Trying to look for the number. He just got bulldozed in the middle of that pile. Looks like he's grabbing the back of his leg.
And it is Sheriff indeed, right about the 1 yard line there for Lewisburg. Injury on the field, but some celebrating happening here for Mount Carmel because of the touchdown. Doukas able to take it in from 9 yards out. We'll take an injury timeout. From the Silver Bowl, it's Mount Carmel 28, Lewisburg 3 on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
High school football action on WGRC.
And set for the extra point, Stellar, for Mount Carmel. Do want to mention that we're glad to see Gavin Sheriff able to walk off under his own power. A late substitution here for Lewisburg, getting a player on at the very end, right before the extra point goes up and sails through. Mount Carmel on the board. We'll keep it here. It is now 29-3. Mount Carmel has the edge, and it's a big one over Lewisburg. 10:47 to play here in the third quarter. So Stellar good on the extra point, and just things not clicking for Lewisburg there. We even saw that late substitution, a player able just barely to run on in special teams, and you think communication or focus or something, but we were glad to see that Gavin Sheriff able to walk off. The senior, under his own power, we'll trust it, something minor on that injury front from that previous play.
Yeah, it looked like it might have been a shot to his right hip there. It looked like that's where he was hugging, limping a little bit going off. But for Lewisburg, you keep coming back to these discipline things, whether it's the tackling, whether it's not being in on your assignments. And Mount Carmel is not going to relent. So for Lewisburg, you know, the second half, how much they fight back, how much they refocus, that's going to tell them a lot about going forward for their next game and the next couple.
So right now Mount Carmel set to kick off. It's Chapman set to do the honors. Back deep, Moyers and Sheriff Dominic for Lewisburg. Moyers takes it at the 10, 15-yard line, 20. Bounces to the 24, and he's going to be brought down there. Lewisburg will start first down and 10 right there from the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Mount Carmel just is doing a great job. They know what Max Moyers is capable of. They're tackling him low. They're not letting him get to the outside. They usually have 2-3 guys around him. So doing a great job of containing him tonight.
Green Dragons trailing this one at the Silver Bowl, 29-3. We've got 10:41 to play in this third quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight for the Friday Night Football Game of the Week. Shedleski shotgun, Moyers to his left. Looks downfield to throw, pocket collapsing, goes deep and overthrows everybody, and it's probably beneficial he did as Byler had some tight coverage and just time ran out on Shedleski, and to make matters worse, spots the offensive lineman, the right tackle, is currently down on the field.
Looks like he's holding his left knee there. You hope that's not as bad as it looks from up here, but anytime. We saw that last week there with Danville, with Shigera going down with a knee issue. And it's always a concern when they go down and they're holding their knee.
Spots the right tackle. He's a junior and right now laying at the 19-yard line. We will take an injury timeout. We'll be back with more third quarter action coming up in a moment. 10:36 to go from the Silver Bowl. It's Mount Carmel 29, Lewisburg 3. You are listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. We'll take a 60-second break. Back with more in a moment.
This is Pastor Dan Reno. We live in a world that is broken and hurting, where people like you and me are searching for purpose, meaning, and hope. At Hope Community Church in Mount Carmel, it's our experience that Jesus Christ provides all that we are searching for. That's why our mission is to glorify God by introducing people to Jesus, connecting them with the church body, and equipping them to be Christ-like ministers. Find out more at hopeccpa.com.
Hope Community Church is pleased to be supporting WGRC.
Hurricane Dorian has slammed the Bahamas.
Going through it was terrifying. It was just worse than anything I could have imagined.
This is Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse is responding to the Bahamas after this horrific hurricane. We are taking in tarps, shelter material, water purification systems. We need your prayers. We need your support. So please help us respond and do it in Jesus' name.
For more information or to find out how you can help, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We're in the midst of an injury timeout as right now one of the linemen for Lewisburg, Caden Spots, currently being treated on the field and working on the one leg. And right now he is definitely a little wobbly. He is standing under his own power. Again, the training staff working with Spots. And, of course, teams both sides on a knee, just trusting for the best there, and right now not putting any pressure on that left knee, so not a positive sign there, but we'll again trust that does not end up being a serious injury for Caden Spots, the junior right tackle. Do want to mention, you heard an announcement a few moments ago, the storm system that just really devastated many communities in the Bahamas. You heard their Samaritan's Purse looking to do response. WGRC loves to be there as a reminder for when you know people are struggling, there's opportunities to serve and lend a helping hand. Encourage you to find out more about work like Samaritan's Purse. There's other organizations as well doing some very powerful things in the midst of storms. And, of course, thinking about many impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Well, here is a first, or rather, it's going to be a second down play for Lewisburg. Ball comes out. It was caught and then dropped by Dominic. Mount Carmel has it on the 24-yard line, and somehow the fumble bug continues here in the second half.
Lewisburg just not holding on to that ball high and tight, letting enough room for Mount Carmel to knock that out. Coach Persing has got to be furious at the amount of penalties right now, or I'm sorry, the amount of fumbles right now. Just self-inflicted. You're really hurting yourself. Field position couldn't be any worse for him. Mount Carmel is just loving being this close to the end zone.
So Mount Carmel now first down from the Lewisburg 23. Back to throw. Reisinger going deep. Chapman, touchdown. Jack Chapman in the right corner of the end zone. Six more for the Red Tornadoes.
Just an absolute beautiful pass. Put it where only the receiver could get it. Tight to the sideline, and you know, Mount Carmel's just clicking on all cylinders right now.
So a 24-yard touchdown pass there for the Red Tornadoes as Reisinger finds one of his favorite targets, of course, in Jack Chapman. He's had some big, it's his first touchdown grab of the night, but he's had some big ones through the night, setting up scores and converting first downs. And that one, a 24-yard strike with 10-12 to go in this third quarter. Extra point attempt by Steller. Well, it is right through, and what else would you expect when your name's Steller and you're kicking extra points right through the middle? Well, with 10-12 to go third quarter, it's now Mount Carmel opening up a 36-3 advantage over the Lewisburg Green Dragons on the WGRC High School Football Game of the Week.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Don, Chris, and Luke in the third. It's Mifflinburg 42 and Milton nothing. South Williamsport leading Hughesville 19-7 in the third, and it's Central Columbia 26 and Lehigh nothing in the third. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate those updates from all throughout the region. And here tonight, Mount Carmel, they opened up a halftime lead. It was tight until the closing moments of that first half, and it's been all Mount Carmel since. And now Mount Carmel opening up a 36-3 advantage over the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Thanks for joining us for this Friday Night Football presentation, our game of the week. Next week, by the way, Mifflinburg at Danville. As we travel through the region, you can stay up to date, and actually you can listen to past broadcasts as well. You can head to WGRC.com/football. Kick by Chapman, received by Moyers on the 5 to the 10, 15, 20, straight up the middle, just speed running, 30, 35, and Moyers has Lewisburg set up on the 36-yard line, first down and 10. And again, the key for Lewisburg here is hang on to the football.
Yeah, I mean, something rare, if we're going to point out a flaw for Mount Carmel so far, something rare there by number 21, Reed Witkowski. Tried to arm tackle Max Moyers back around the 20, and it's just not going to work with Max Moyers. Gave them an extra 20 yards.
There are a long list of players from all throughout the District 4 that would attest to the fact those arm tackles on Max Moyers just don't seem to get the job done. Been running for a lot of yards and touchdowns for a long time. This junior has the ball first down, and Moyers carries it around this left side into the corner, gets out of bounds at the 40. See if he's got enough for the first down. They're going to put it right about the 47-yard line, and that does move the chains. First down, Green Dragons.
You see Moyers trying to put the team on his back right now, trying to will them to get points and try to keep their head up, keep moving. And that's what you need to do. I mean, you got 9:58 on the clock here in the third. You know, you're down by quite a lot, but obviously you keep fighting, keep grinding.
Shedleski, shotgun, two receivers far side, and there was a little bit of a jump by Byler, the receiver who was farthest to the right side, just nudged forward, and it was caught, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Lewisburg.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously a young receiving core coming in this year. you know, Lewisburg expected that. You're going to have these mistakes. But, again, discipline. As a receiver, you watch the ball. You do not move until that ball goes.
Green Dragons coming up now. First down and 15 from their own 42-yard line. They use the same formation. Shedlesky fakes the handoff to Moyers. Back to throw. Fires. Caught. Dominic, but penalty flag comes out. If the play stands, it's only going to be a gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. But a little further up the field, penalty flag makes you wonder perhaps if Mount Carmel's secondary maybe held up a receiver. Flag was thrown around midfield about three or four actions further up, and indeed this is going to be against the Red Tornadoes.
You know, and I was just thinking on that last play there for Lewisburg, Nick is really, I'm sure, missing a player like Dylan Farinato out there as a trusted receiver who's now up at Penn State. Mm-hmm. You know, wish him well up there, but you know, still trying to get the timing down with these receivers and, you know, get them settled in and get them comfortable with their position.
Yeah, it's a night here where Mount Carmel honored a team 50 years ago that placed 20 players from one team in Division I.
That's impressive.
It is so fun, though, to watch some of the guys that we've been covering on Friday Night Football, and fans have been turning out to watch them play. You mentioned Dylan Farinato, a former Green Dragon, is one of them. We could give you a long list. You know, think of Brandon Smith and others who've come out of Lewisburg.
Great linebacker up at Penn State.
Had some great success on that level. And there's several that are going to be springboarding, of course, to that level. So just a lot of fun. It represents the District 4 well as
it
well.
It does. So I think, you know, when you have teams like Southern being able to go down south and gain exposure for Pennsylvania football, you know, that's a great win. You know, you're going to have some of their players going to big schools like Michigan State. So
first down after the penalty. It's first down and 5 as they advance it up. Max Moyers up the middle, just bursts through the middle to the 30-yard line, and he gets the 5 yards needed for the first down and says, how about I just grab another 20? And they put him down actually right about the 30-yard line is where they're going to say his knee touched, and it's a big first down, Lewisburg.
Tell you what, the fight we're seeing out of this Green Dragon team right now, they're playing for pride. You know, they know they're down by a lot, but they want to shorten that scoreboard a little bit and close that gap.
And they know they're on the road at Milton next week, then the following week home for Shamokin, and you want momentum. You want to be feeling better about yourself coming out of this one. Hand off to Moyers. He gets about a yard or two. And that'll be second down now and 9 coming up for the Green Dragons.
Actually, it looked like that was Ethan Dominic on the carry, just lowering his shoulder there, taking on the hit and just keeping the legs moving.
You know, Ethan Dominic, they mentioned about how much he worked out in the offseason and just how strong he is. Not a lot of guys look like Max Moyers running the football. Dominic has a little bit of that kind of look to him.
Yeah, he does.
It's going to be a pretty good tandem in that backfield. And remember, Moyers a junior, Dominic a sophomore. They're both in the backfield with Shedlesky. This time it's going to be Shedlesky keeping himself. Gets around a would-be tackler, puts his head down, and gets to the 26-yard line. Had to work for those 3 yards, and Shedlesky showed a little fancy footwork as he eludes one tackler and shortens up what's going to be needed for third down, but still 6 yards to go for the Green Dragons. Ball placed on the Mount Carmel 26.
You know, you just wonder if Lewisburg comes back to a quick pass here like they had hit earlier. Had some good success, was able to get about 9 or 10 yards with that. Haven't really come back to that much, so we'll see what they come up with.
8:14 playing in this third quarter. Mount Carmel 36, Lewisburg 3. It's third down and 6, Green Dragons. Two receivers far side, one near side to throw. Shedlesky waited and goes down. He kind of pumped, then realized he was looking for Sims here on the near side and just did not have enough time to do that. Mount Carmel swallows him up at the 30-yard line. Now 4th and 10 coming up, Green Dragons. We'll see what they opt to do.
Yeah, like you said, Nick just waited a little too long there. He wasn't going to have that time with the Mount Carmel defense.
There's going to be a 47-yard, maybe 46-yard field goal attempt here. Logan Moore has got quite a leg. He's their long-distance kicker. He drives those kickoffs into the end zone, and here they're hoping he can drive one through for 3. So let's see if they hold to this. It would be from unofficially 46 yards. The snap down, the kick is up, and wow, he had enough leg and just missed it wide to the left, but showed quite some range on that kick. 46 yards, just missed it, had enough, just didn't quite put it through.
I tell you what, not sure what his backstory is, but here last year we saw Lewisburg pull a lot of kickers from the soccer team.
They've been doing that for years, and it's paid dividends for them. They've always had a great soccer program, and that would be my guess. We'll have to get our research department on that one. So 7:14 to play, third quarter. Mount Carmel, their lead of 36-3 holds. Again, after the missed field goal opportunity. Now this being marched back. I didn't see a penalty on the last play.
I didn't either.
Mount Carmel's going to take over, though. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Let's see what Mount Carmel does here.
So Reisinger goes to hand off. This is going to be Pupa as he tries left side. Now kind of curls back in, and it's going to be a lot of running for a gain of maybe a yard.
Lucifer could have buried him deeper again with those arm tackles. It's just not going to cut it with this Mount Carmel team. They know how to cut. They know how to make that field work for them, and just got to wrap them up low.
So it is now going to be second down and 9. Pupo with that carry on first down, and just to follow up on the missed extra point. The missed extra point like that just brought out to the 20-yard line, so no penalty on that particular play. So here, second down and 9. Mount Carmel, handoff straight up the middle. And it's going to be Bendis, and Joey Bendis showing some power. He's not a big back, and he spent, I believe, part of last season or the offseason injured, but back in the lineup for them, and the senior running well. And they're able to turn this into a third down and 2 coming up for the Red Tornadoes.
Yeah, it looked like Lewisburg had three guys collide there going in on the tackle. So they're back up and third and 2.
Mount Carmel from their own 28-yard line. And this is going to be a straight snap to the fullback. So Reisinger kind of faking a pitch in the backfield and taking it straight up the middle for first down yardage. Going to be the fullback for Mount Carmel, and with the carry for the Red Tornadoes. Of course, you need that depth. You need to keep giving that experience. And Mount Carmel has opportunity here tonight. It's going to be another direct snap there, as taking the snap is Julian Steller, who actually is going to be in for quarterback Nick Shedleski. So,
you mean Reisinger?
I'm sorry, Reisinger.
That's all right.
Two quarterbacks that the starting quarterbacks for each of these teams, both stand in 6'3", both are seniors. A lot of similarities to them, but indeed, Reisinger is going to be not called upon at this point. It's going to be Steller leading the offense. Second down and 8. Snap goes over his head, and he has to go back. Tried to pounce on it, and Lewisburg, do they pick it up?
That was a bunch of scrum.
Rather than jumping on it, Lewisburg, one of their players, tried to pick it up. I think Lewisburg still got it. Lewisburg recovering it on the Mount Carmel 25-yard line.
Great continued effort there by Lewisburg to keep fighting for that ball. Knocking it around a little bit, they're able to jump on it. Now, can they capitalize? Can they build on this and gain some points?
Lewisburg Green Dragons have an opportunity. 4:49 to show, third quarter. It is Mount Carmel 36, Lewisburg 3. Again, this is one of those moments you play to get some momentum, you play to get some positives, you want things to build off of, and Lewisburg looking to do that. Shedleski in at quarterback, shotgun, handoff, Moyers up the middle. Max Moyers inside the 20 and carries a few Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes to about the 19-yard line, and he's going to be about 3 yards shy of the first down.
Like you said, worth noting, Mount Carmel has started substituting some players, so obviously not their entire first-team defense, but still good effort there by Lewisburg picking up the extra yards.
I'm actually going to say it's going to be about second down and 4 coming up for the Green Dragons. Shedleski, shotgun, Moyers to his left. Two receivers near side, one far side. And that far side receiver, Dominic, in motion. It's going to be a handoff. Moyers inside the 15 and rumbles close to the 10. It's going to be a Lewisburg first down.
Lewisburg's knocking on the door here. They want to get points. Coach Persing just would like to see some numbers go their way instead of continuing to tick higher and higher from Mount Carmel.
Inside of 4 minutes to go in this third quarter from the Silver Bowl. Week 3 of the high school football season. WGRC glad to share Game of the Week with you each Friday night. You can always check out that schedule at WGRC.com/football. Shedleski hands it off. Dominic, he's got Moyers as a lead blocker inside the 5. Lunges to the 2. Good carry there for Ethan Dominic. Lewisburg knocking on the door.
Tell you what, when I saw Dominic stretch out there, it made me think of Stretch Armstrong. He was trying to stretch every fiber of his muscle to reach across that goal line, but just couldn't get there.
So now second down and a long yard needed here for Lewisburg. They have it on the Mount Carmel 3, so they can get a first down without scoring, but getting tight in there against the goal line. And again, Lewisburg looking to try and trim this at least a little bit on the scoreboard. Shedleski comes up under center, and penalty flags come out.
Offsides. Mount Carmel.
And the Red Tornado's going to give Lewisburg
half
the distance.
Did I really date myself with that Stretch Armstrong? I
mean, a little bit. I was going to let that go.
People don't know who Stretch Armstrong is.
Well, I'll date myself and say I totally knew what you were talking about there. I thought maybe you were going to go to Space Jam when Michael Jordan was able to stretch it all the way out. But we're crossing sports.
Hey,
there,
my son is 9, and he loves that movie.
Here's second down and 1. And this time, Mount Carmel's defense able to knock the ball carrier just shy of really progressing anywhere. So it's going to be – that was – checking to see if that was Moyers with the carry. It was. So it's going to be now third down and short coming up for Lewisburg. They're on the Mount Carmel 2-yard line.
Got to get a push here.
2:22 showing on that clock. Mount Carmel with the big lead. Lewisburg trying to get 6. Looking for the end zone. Shedleski, snap, handoff. And Lewisburg gets the touchdown. Breaking through, it's Max Moyers, who just a week ago set the touchdowns record at Lewisburg. We'll add one more to the column for Max, as it's now 36-9, a 1-yard touchdown or 2-yard touchdown run there for Moyers.
Lewisburg content to go for the extra point here rather than go for 2. Way to punch that in there and get some much needed points.
And extra point attempt coming up. This will be Liscombe for Lewisburg. Handles the PATs very accurately for the Green Dragons typically. And this one is up, and it is through. 2:13 showing on the clock. It's Mount Carmel 36, Lewisburg 10. High school football action continues in a moment on the WGRC High School Football Game of the Week.
Pulse Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Pulse Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Pulse Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Cultmont.
And WGRC.com.
High school football action here at WGRC's Game of the Week. Mount Carmel 36, Lewisburg 10, and a little lopsided here tonight on the scoreboard, although, you know, Lewisburg's definitely had some positive things that they're going to try and pull out of that, including a touchdown run moments ago, but throughout the region, we're catching some scores from elsewhere, and I know John's going to be giving us more as we go, but there's some very, I guess we could say, lopsided scores out there tonight. But here, it's Mount Carmel with the big lead at the Silver Bowl, and they advance this kickoff to the 34-yard line. Penalty flag comes in late. Might be a late hit on Burkowski, perhaps.
I think number 4, Logan Callison for Lewisburg, reached up and grabbed the face mask as he went to bring down the defender. He knew he was called for as soon as he got up, and that's exactly what it's going to be.
So the special teams penalty against Lewisburg will give Mount Carmel even better field position. Would have been on the 34. So face mask is going to advance that 5 yards, as it's an inadvertent type face mask penalty there, but they'll still have it on the 39-yard line, and Mount Carmel will have it first down and 10.
Yeah, Callison, a sophomore, and, you know, you expect that out of freshman, sophomore, like you said, just inadvertent, but, just got to be aware that it's going to be watched for.
Here come the Red Tornadoes with Steller running the offense. Going to be a handoff right up the middle. And Bendis, midfield, now to the Lewisburg 40, 30-yard line, and knocked out of bounds at the 26. And showing the speed, Joey Bendis, senior running back. Big first down carry for the Red Tornadoes. Has Mount Carmel deep into Lewisburg territory. Going to be placed right on the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Jack Landis saving that for Lewisburg. Lewisburg's defense just looking winded here. Got their hands on their hips. Just a hard time catching up with that. Just not getting the tackles in there and allowing that huge gain by Mount Carmel.
First down and 10, Red Tornadoes. Coach John Dara getting a good look at, there's a mix of some first and second string players there. Tom Reisinger, senior quarterback, is out of the game right now as handing it off. Steller to Bendis once again. Also Shane Widener, Damon Doukas, both big nights tonight as well. So, you know, Reisinger, Widener, Doukas, Chapman, these guys are going to get some rest. And, of course, important to have these other guys getting some important reps, and they're performing well right now. So Bendis, the carry there, it's an 8-yard gain. Second down and 2 coming up from the Lewisburg 17. Here's another handoff. This is going to be Bendis to the 15. He's inside to the 11-yard line. Another first down. Mount Carmel will place him down actually closer to the 12.
He's trying to hurdle the defenders. Didn't quite get over him, but admire the effort. Just keeping the legs moving.
Senior is a spark plug here, Joey Bendis, for the Red Tornadoes. So again, Steller in the shotgun. He's still got Bendis to his left. First down and 10 on the Lewisburg 12-yard line. Hand off Bendis inside the 10, and then the Lewisburg Green Dragons deny him at about the 9-yard line, but not before Bendis picks up 3. It'll be second down and 7 coming up.
Mount Carmel just working that middle, just wearing Lewisburg down. Just keep gaining 3, 4, 5 yards at a clip, and just Lewisburg just doesn't have an answer right now.
Inside of a minute to go in this third quarter as the Red Tornadoes, again, in control of this one at the Silver Bowl, 36-10, the advantage. Second down and 7. Mount Carmel, it's going to be Steller keeping it himself to the 5, spins to the 2, and then dropped right there. Let's see if he has enough for the first down. It would appear he does. Indeed, this is going to be a first and goal coming up for the Red Tornadoes.
I tell you what, it's amazing there on the stop. There was that much collision that you see a mouthpiece eject probably 2 yards to the right. One of Lewisburg players' mouthpieces came out, so still very physical down there.
And now first and goal from the 1, 12 seconds showing on the clock. It's going to be Steller keeping it himself into the end zone. Touchdown, Red Tornadoes. Steller from 1 yard out.
Tell you what, Lewisburg's just tired. Looking really tired here right now. Mount Carmel's just working the fundamentals. They're just grinding the clock and adding up the points here. And, you know, Coach Dara, like you said, he's got to like what he sees from his younger players here and something to build on for next week.
So here come the Red Tornadoes, the extra point attempt right now is Steller, who's been running the offense here at quarterback. Now he's, again, the kicker as well. And his extra point attempt is up, and it is no good. This time pushes it just a bit to the right. So with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 10. Back with more in a moment on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And an impressive performance tonight for the Red Tornadoes as they have blown this one open in the third quarter as big touchdowns here. Mount Carmel, 3 of them in this third quarter, and they lead Lewisburg 42-10. Thanks for joining us tonight, the High School Football Game of the Week. Next week, it'll be Mifflinburg at Danville. We'll bring you that action. Still some scores to share tonight. And, of course, we still have a fourth quarter of play coming up.
Mount Carmel's playing Surfing USA, riding this wave here.
There's Stellar kicking it off to Sims at the 9-yard line. He's to the 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line. And Sims goes down at the 31, first down and 10 coming up for the Green Dragons.
Yeah, I think that's just something that's really cool about high school sports. You know, you get a mix of old and new, still tradition, still just having a lot of fun. There's something about coming out on a Friday night, crisp fall night, to a nice high school football game. And I don't think there's too many people over here that aren't having a good time tonight.
Well, we are just one play away from the close of this third quarter. There's 1.6 seconds showing on the clock as Lewisburg comes up. First down and 10 from their 31-yard line. Shedleski shotgun and back to throw. Fires, caught. Beiler on the far sideline to the 45, and he is going to be wrestled out of bounds close to the, they put it right at midfield. And that is where Lewisburg will have it to start the fourth quarter. Coming up, fourth quarter play. It's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 10 here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
This is Pastor Dan Reno. We live in a world that is broken and hurting, where people like you and me are searching for purpose, meaning, and hope. At Hope Community Church in Mount Carmel, it's our experience that Jesus Christ provides all that we are searching for. That's why our mission is to glorify God by introducing people to Jesus, connecting them with the church body, and equipping them to be Christ-like ministers. Find out more at hopeccpa.com.
Hope Community Church is pleased to be supporting WGRC.
Don, Chris, and Luke in the fourth. It's Loyal Sock 20 and Shikellamy 12. Danville leading Warrior Run 28-20. Danville was sort of getting out there to a decent lead, and Warrior Run not going away in that one in the fourth. Shimokin 12, Central Mountain 7 in the fourth. It's Bloomsburg 35 and North Penn Mansfield 12 in the fourth. And Muncie leading Towanda 17-14 in the fourth. Now back to you.
Thanks, John. Here are our scores. Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 10. Shedleski hands off. Dominic with the carry, and he pushes forward for about 5 yards to the Mount Carmel 45-yard line. Man, we'll put him down at the 46-yard line. And John giving us some good scores. Neat to hear those updates. And one we heard earlier was that Southern Columbia had just piled on points against Selinsgrove. Grove, I believe. And let's tell you in a moment here, Max Moyer's carry for Lewisburg. This is going to be close to a first down as he falls forward. It looks like he's going to have about five, might be about a yard shy of the first down. I believe Gage Garcia is closing in on a touchdown record statewide. Might remember the name Bragalone from
I was just going to say Dominic Bragalone from
right.
South Williamsport.
So, I mean, I know a lot of points. I can't assume I know who scored them, but a pretty good guess that Gage Garcia involved in the thick of things there for Southern Columbia. So we'll see if we get some information on that a little bit later on. We'll pass it along to you. Here's a first down completion as Shedleski able to find a receiver on the near sideline and tackled going out of bounds. And it's going to be actually an injury, as I believe, an injury situation here as we've got the Green Dragon who caught the pass is down on the sideline, and I don't know if Lewisburg is aware of it yet. No one's coming over from the sideline.
No.
They're trying to get their attention.
There's
an injured player in the center
out
field
there
as well. So two injured Green Dragons, and now the training staff coming here to the near sideline as well. So injury timeout here as the player that was being stretched out in the middle of the field bouncing back on his feet. There's good news, but the receiver's still down here on the near sideline.
Yeah, I tell you what. It may be something simple, but, you know, you'd like to see Mount Carmel's trainers here. They're stretching out the Lewisburg player here, helping out. Obviously, Lewisburg's trainer's trying to attend to the other player. So just really good sportsmanship here.
Yeah, Beiler with the catch is the injured receiver that they've been tending to. And good to see he's bouncing back up quickly. So Beiler on his feet. So both injuries on that play taken care of from that standpoint. And
you know, both teams want to win, but at the end of the day, there are young men out there, and obviously you want them to be healthy, you want them to be safe, and you want them to be able to continue to play the rest of the season.
And Beiler actually a lot of spring in his step as he's able to run off to the sideline following the injury, and They're going to actually have to wait for the trainer to get to the sideline as well. He's not running quite as fast as the injured player. So now we're getting all set. First down and 10 from the Mount Carmel 33. Shedlesky hands it off. Moyers hanging on to that football and powers his way. You know, just when you think he's going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage, somehow keeps the legs moving forward, and he picks up almost 2.5 to 3 yards on that carry. We'll give him 2. We'll call it second down and 8. But that's that falling forward, that positive finishes to runs.
Lewisburg wanting to go up tempo here.
Shedlesky takes that snap, looks downfield. Going to have to scramble a bit, buy some time, comes near sideline and overthrows his target just when he thought he had a receiver breaking free. Lannert, the intended receiver, but it sails over his head. Incomplete. It's going to be third down and 8 coming up here for the Green Dragons. Ball is placed right now on that Mount Carmel. They're going to put it close to the 30-yard line. We'll call it third down and 7.
You know, I want to point out something about Max Moyers. It just shows the character, the leader that he is on that football team. You know, they're down by 32 points right now, but he is out there. He is fighting. He is clawing. He is trying to pull his team along with him, and I think that says a lot about him as a leader.
And here's going to be a handoff to Moyers right up the middle, 25-yard line. Gets to the 24, trying to get that first down. He might be about a yard shy. Again, some positive ground gain there by Moyers. Gets about 6 on that carry. It's going to be fourth down and about a yard coming up here for the Green Dragons. Mount Carmel leading Lewisburg 42-10. We've got 10:08 to go in this ball game. High school football coverage on WGRC. Scores from throughout the region to be featured as well. And we'll hear from the winning coach. Keep an ear out for that as we get to our post game tonight. Still some ground to cover inside of 10 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And fourth and 1, as you'd expect, Lewisburg going for it. Shedlesky comes up under center, going to keep it himself. And Shedlesky gets the first down and maybe a yard to spare.
That quarterback keeper again, just like earlier, he needed a yard and got probably about three or four on that carry.
Some of the names you might expect on the Mount Carmel defense, names like Chapman and several others, are not currently on the field as the lead has kind of jumped away, but there's still quite a number of starters as well that you will find out there, but a lot of second unit players. Shedlesky taking that snap, back to throw, a little screen plays, got a catch at the 25-20 to the 15-yard line, and penalty flag comes out at the 20-yard line. And
blocking the back there by Lewisburg, just got a little overly anxious and just threw that block that he didn't need to throw.
It was completed to Ordonez, but again, this is going to be erased because of the penalty.
Josh Ghost was just so frustrated by it. He knew as soon as he did that the referee was standing right there.
So the gain is negated. Penalty yardage marked off. They're going to put this on the 30-yard line.
You know, when you get tired as an athlete, you start committing mental errors. You start committing mistakes, and it's just sheer exhaustion. You know, you're just trying to fight with everything that you have and just start committing those silly mistakes.
So here come the Green Dragons from the Mount Carmel 30. Shedlesky fakes a handoff, back to throw, trying to find some time, eludes, goes for the end zone. Open receiver just missed him by a step, looking for Ethan Dominic in the back of the end zone. When I say open, he had a step. It was pretty good coverage, and that coverage got extended because of Shedlesky eluding the rush, but just put a little too much on that. And it does fall incomplete. Now second down and 18 coming up for the Green Dragons.
Yeah, good coverage there by Mount Carmel's Garrett Verano, the freshman. Staying with him, like you said, he had a step, but didn't have too big of a step on him.
Here come the Green Dragons again, looking to try and find a way to get some points on the board here in this fourth quarter. They trail 42-10. There's a handoff coming left side, trying to turn that corner and tripped up at the 25-yard line. Trying to show some speed was Gavin Sheriff.
Max Moyers over there to pitch a big block on the outside as well, just driving that defender back, allowing him to get the extra yards.
So now Lewisburg with a third and long. This is going to be third down and 13. We saw earlier a 46-yard field goal attempt. Was missed just a bit left, but had a lot of leg. I'm starting to eye up. These long field goals are kind of fun to watch. That big leg from Logan Moore. I don't know if we'll see it or not coming up here, but third down and 13 from the Mount Carmel 25-yard line. Lewisburg has it. Shedlesky takes that snap, throws a pass, caught, 20-yard line, trying to find a way to get to the Spalding chains there. And gets to about the 15 as Spalding, Ethan Spalding, the senior tight end. Good catch and was just trying to navigate enough for the first down. He's close. He's about 3 yards shy.
We have fireflies in the house. Apparently Lewisburg's band is trying to signal maybe Mount Carmel's band trying to get some action going here.
Well, and there's a little bit of a response coming from Mount
Carmel.
We've got it going on. Back to the action here on the field, fourth and four. Handoff, Moyers. Moyers trying to get that first down, and there is
so
a tough
close.
Runner right there.
Looks like he's going to get a good spot.
He, again, finds a way to get that last yard and a half at the end of a carry, and that he needed. He gets to the 10, picks
first
up
down.
The first down with about a yard to spare.
Tell you what, Max Moyers, he is just a grounder. He will grind it out, push for all he's worth. That conditioning he puts in the offseason really pays off.
Low center of gravity. He is a tough one to bring down. And now first down and goal on the 10. Hand off Dominic. Dominic breaks the tackle. He spins. He gets to the 9-yard line. One of the more entertaining 1-yard runs you'll see as the one defender had a hand on the jersey. Dominic broke free of that. Needed a spin move to shake another one, but he almost didn't even get the yard. We're going to say he got a full yard, although it may be closer to a half yard. So second down and goal from the 9.5. Scoreboard says 10. I'm rounding that to the, we're going to say the 9.5 yard line. It was too much good stuff there for Dominic to not give him that half yard. Here's Shedleski. Shotgun. High snap. Brings it in. He's got it himself inside the 5. Shedleski able to just take it into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Lewisburg.
Used the size advantage to overpower Mount Carmel defenders there, both averaging about 150 pounds there. So with Shedleski going over 210, just using his size advantage to pull through there.
You know, I just made a big deal about making it at the 9.5 yard line, but I just wrote down that Shedleski had a 10-yard touchdown run. So I'm not sure how to reconcile that in the math, but either way, it's a touchdown run for the quarterback, Nick Shedleski, and the score 42-16. Let's see how Lewisburg does with the extra point opportunity. It's Liscomb here. And the extra point is up, and it is good. So we've got 6:32 to go. It's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 17. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Don, Chris, and Luke, it's a final now. It was Southern Columbia 76 and Selins Grove nothing. And Gage Garcia got his 130th career touchdown, which is a new state record. Now back to you.
I love it. Thank you, John. Wow. Appreciate the confirmation on that. Great job producing our games. And he knows when we need a little nugget of knowledge. And John delivered right there.
Do you know what's scary about that? His brother, Gavin, is just as good of a back. So you're going to lose one, Garcia, and you're going to gain another. You won't know where one left and one picks up.
The machine just keeps on rolling. Well, there we've got
76 to nothing.
State record set. Wow. And congratulations, Garcia. And you know, credit all the offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah. They are the unsung heroes that don't get enough attention.
Sure. So, I mean, I know he'd be the first one to say, I'm sharing this record with all those guys that helped to make the way for him. Well, there's a kickoff that sails into the end zone. Once again, Logan Moore showing off that deep leg for Lewisburg, and it'll be Mount Carmel starting on the 20-yard line, first down and 10.
Lewisburg wants this ball back. They want to score again, down 42-17, but they would like to get another score here. They'd like to make it look not so bad here. You know, 42-24 sounds a lot better than 42-17. So let's see what their defense can come up with. Looks like they have some new faces in here.
A lot of Lewisburg Green Dragons shuffling here as well, so there's going to be a timeout call. Let's keep it right here for a moment. And earlier we introduced you to Luke Kewen, as he is a ninth grade student from Columbia County Christian School, and Luke, interested in sports broadcasting, and again, taking it all in the press box, and you said you've had opportunities to be in different venues, and of course, taking in the high school football action here tonight. Now, you told us at halftime, I mean, we're seeing some competitive things, although Mount Carmel was winning it on the scoreboard. What are your thoughts here watching Lewisburg? I mean, they're not giving up. You know, it's been a lot of Mount Carmel third-quarter touchdowns. What are your thoughts here as you're watching the second half unfold?
Well, at halftime, I said that the scoreboard wasn't really showing how the game was being played. 22-3 at halftime, Lewisburg was still in it at that point. Now it says 42-17, and I'm not sure that Lewisburg had much of a fight in the second half. Really sloppy. They had more flags in the second half, I think, than they did in the first half. A couple more fumbles, and it was a really sloppy first half, as I said, as Mount Carmel gets it down to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I was going to say, big run here on the first down for the quarterback for Mount Carmel is getting some reps in now.
Like Luke pointed out, you know, just the story of the game here, just missed tackles, sloppy tackles, high tackles from Lewisburg. I can guarantee you that will be something that they will work on this week in practice.
Pedro Feliciano, the sophomore quarterback in for Mount Carmel, handoff up the middle, and this is going to be Reed with the carry. And Reed gets maybe a yard or so before being stopped there by the Green Dragons on defense.
You know, just some names in there now for Lewisburg. Looks like you have Hayden Curlin in there. He's one of the linemen that's in for Lewisburg. Trying to see who else is out there. Looks like they might have used some other numbers here. Jay Lannertson.
Second down and 10 here for Mount Carmel. Handoff, Feliciano hands it to coming across, and that is going to be Verano, I believe, with the carry. Verano stopped at the 49-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Cam Michaels. Getting low, wrapping up. That's what you want to do.
Third down and 7 here for, well, we'll call it third down and 8 coming up. Mount Carmel ball plays just shy of midfield.
Looks like some other players out there. Number 50 for Lewisburg, Henry Shoemaker.
Handoff, Feliciano is going to keep it himself. He's got some speed across the 45 to the 40-yard line as the second big run here. Feliciano earlier with a lengthy carry. This time he moves the chains, has it on the 40-yard line. Yeah, he's a third-string quarterback, Luke, but how about that for some speed and seeing a good first-down run there from him?
Yeah, it was a really good run, stepping up in the pocket. Kind of a little hesitant at first, but then decided to turn on the jets and get moving for the first down.
Now Feliciano hands it off, and inside that 40-yard line to the 39, it's going to be a pickup of a yard for Mount Carmel. Second down and 9 on the way.
Tell you what, Jack Robert out there, number 61 from Mount Carmel, he's giving them a good push there at the line. Freshman, 5'11", 280, so that's a nice man to get behind to open up some holes for you.
Now second down and 9, 4:23 showing on the clock. Here comes the handoff. Feliciano again takes it right side, and he's able to get about 3 yards on the carry. The sophomore quarterback stands in at 6'2", 175, has good size. Got that height you look for in a quarterback, and again the speed. Definitely catching the defensive attention for sure. It's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 17, and Mount Carmel right now in the Lewisburg 36.
You know, being a sophomore, obviously something to look forward to here, you know, as a potential to take over in the future here for Mount Carmel.
Feliciano in the shotgun, pitches it right. Carry to about the 35, not much more than there, so maybe just a yard. It's going to be fourth down now. And 5 coming up for the Red Tornadoes.
Mount Carmel just content to just run it, keep the clock going. They don't really have an interest in running up the score, just getting the experience, you know, doing what they need to do to get this game in the win column.
In a little bit, following the action tonight, we'll hear from head football coach John Dara. Chris will bring us that interview in just a bit. 3 minutes on the clock. Here's that fourth down and 5. Feliciano takes the snap, rolls to his left, looks, and fires right on target. 30, 20, 15, and out of bounds at the 11-yard line, finding Thomas Davitt, the sophomore. hits him in stride, just a short pass, about 5 to 8 yards downfield, and Davitt did the rest with his legs. First down coming up for the Red Tornadoes. They're going to actually put it on the 10-yard line, so this is going to be first down and goal coming up, Red Tornadoes.
Mount Carmel knocking on the door here for another score.
Feliciano takes the snap, and he's going to be trying to make a little something on his own, but nothing doing. Lewisburg able to bring him down for a yard loss. They'll put it down at the 11-yard line. So Mount Carmel with 2:16 to go, looking to try and finish this one off with a successful drive. Again, some great experience for both teams. You mentioned about the many substitutions on Lewisburg's side as well.
Yeah, both teams just looking forward here to next week. Mount Carmel, they're hosting a tough Jersey Shore team next week. So that should be a pretty good matchup here at the Silver Bowl. Like you said, Lewisburg.
They'll be at Milton.
Yep, they got Milton next week. So, you know, hopefully that'll allow them to regroup here.
Feliciano, the snap hits the turf, and he alertly jumps on it. And alertly, Lewisburg able to come up with the tackle. As getting in on the stop there was Derek Shedleski. And that's going to back up the Red Tornadoes now on their own 21-yard line. It is third down. Shotgun Feliciano rolls right, looks downfield, and underthrows his target, looking to find his receiver. Slid down at about the 14-yard line, unable to bring that one in. It's going to be fourth down and goal from the 21. Well, Don Castelline, Chris Miller here at the field, and Luke Hewen as well, joining us as a ninth grader from Columbia County Christian School and hanging in at the end here. So, Luke, appreciate you being in the press box, observing, and having a good time here tonight at the Silver Bowl. Here's a pass. Feliciano overthrows his target, trying to find Fenella, the sophomore wide out, and overthrown. It'll be a turnover on downs. Lewisburg will have it with 1:06 to go. So we've got that minute and six to go. Again, we've got your scoreboard coming up at the end of tonight's broadcast, and we'll be hearing some coaches' comments as John Dara going to be celebrating the fact his team moves to 2-1, and Lewisburg's going to drop to 1-2, but still a minute and six before this one is official. It is Mount Carmel 42 and Lewisburg 17. Here comes the Lewisburg Green Dragons coming up to the line of scrimmage, and Michael Farinato hands off up the middle. Bouncing off to the outside, 30-yard line, 40-yard line, 45, and out of bounds. And that time it's Cam Michaels, the freshman running back, showing a little speed as he gets to the sideline. So Farinato hands off to Michaels, and nice gainer there for Lewisburg. Ball will be placed. He actually went out of bounds right about the Lewisburg 47. So first down and 10, Lewisburg on their 47-yard line. 59 seconds showing on the clock.
Tell you what, the stands are clearing out here for Mount Carmel. Game's pretty well in hand, but they're looking forward to next week here. 59 seconds left to go.
Another handoff, and it's going to be not much this time as, again, it went to Cam Michaels. Michaels tried that left side, nothing there. He's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10.
Just waiting for Mount Carmel to maybe play out the traditional roll out the barrel here at the end of the game.
you're anxious to hear it, aren't you?
Oh, I love that.
Here's 33 seconds on the clock. Lewisburg again, second down and 10. Farinato running the offense now from the shotgun, hands it off. And it's going to be Cam Michaels able to get sidestep. A tackler gets to the far sideline, and he's able to dance out of bounds right about the 35-yard line. Did a little high-stepping there in order to elude a tackler. So some fancy footwork from Cam Michaels. 16 seconds to go, and here's Lewisburg at the Mount Carmel 35.
Yeah, Lewisburg just trying, hoping for maybe another score here. 16 seconds left to go.
And again, good reps here. That's some freshmen right now, including Farinato and Michaels, both getting in. Farinato takes this snap. He's going to keep it himself. Left side, Farinato to the 30, inside the 25, and he gets out of bounds. And little extracurricular activity happening on the far sideline there, and wrestled out of bounds pretty late. Mount Carmel is going to be flagged here as the Lewisburg Green Dragons. 9 seconds to go. The play ended at the 24-yard line, but we're going to tack on some penalty yardage here.
Game might be ending just in time here. We got some showers coming down here. It's starting to get a little cool.
So here comes the showers, and here comes the pending victory celebration from Mount Carmel. But Lewisburg first, hoping to put one more batch of points on the board. And the penalty yardage will now put it on the Mount Carmel 12-yard line. 9 seconds to go. It's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 17. Green Dragons hoping to finish with some points. Farinato back to throw. Looks end zone. Corners got it open. Receiver and touchdown. Able to find Jay Lannert, the junior, in the end zone for six. Nicely thrown ball there, but from Farinato.
I tell you what, for Lewisburg, you know, that's just a huge morale booster. You know, looks a lot better on the scoreboard. You have something to build on. You know, you're looking to some of these younger players in the weeks ahead.
So the extra point is all that remains as zeros show on the clock.
That's going to be it.
I was going to say, and that may actually be all that needs to be done. So the final score here, it's Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 23 is how this one will finish. Again, a big second half by Mount Carmel. They led 22-3 at halftime. A couple of fumbles by Lewisburg in that first half proved to be costly. Mount Carmel then with three big touchdowns in that third quarter pulled this one out of reach. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back in a few moments. We'll hear from head football coach John Dara as we'll have the post-game show, including scores from throughout the region. It's the high school football game of the week. Mount Carmel in the win column at the Silver Bowl, leading and defeating Lewisburg 42-23. Back with more in a moment.
Hurricane Dorian has slammed the Bahamas.
Going through it was terrifying. It was just worse than anything I could have imagined.
This is Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse is responding to the Bahamas after this horrific hurricane. We are taking in tarps, shelter material, water purification systems. We need your prayers. We need your support. So please help us respond and do it in Jesus' name.
For more information or to find out how you can help, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Amy Grant is coming to the 2019 Bloomsburg Fair.
God loves a lullaby.
And so is We Are Messengers.
Just keep moving on.
Performing together Sunday night, September 22nd at 7 p.m. in the grandstand. Your free tickets to the concert and the 2019 Bloomsburg Fair are here at WGRC. Really easy to win. Mornings, September 9th through the 13th. Listen for opportunities to call in and win. Remember, the contest line is 888-747-WGRC. Tickets do not include parking. Must be at least 18 to win. Only one winner per household and family. Contest details at WGRC.com/contests.
Now it's
Central Pennsylvania
on WGRC's Football Friday.
High school football action tonight. Well, a lot of points went on the board, but Mount Carmel, they come away the winner tonight, 42-23, and we mentioned the big second half there from the Red Tornadoes as they pull away. But Lewisburg just showing they weren't going to give up as well, even as a lot of the faces change with the outcome being decided there earlier in that second half. But still, you fight through, play those things out, and good effort from both of these teams. And, you know, when you think of effort, I want to just mention again Luke Kewen. He's been joining us here in the broadcast booth tonight and kind of shadowing and observing, but it's been great to get some of your thoughts on the air as well, Luke. And you mentioned you have this desire, as I did in high school as well, to do some sports play-by-play, do broadcasting, and, you know, I saw how God opened doors for me later on in college and now Christian radio that I've been a part of. When it comes to, you know, going after things you're interested in, you're in ninth grade, but you're taking a lot of initiative to go after those things. So how are you kind of working to, even in ninth grade, you know, you're looking to try and do those kind of things?
Yeah, it may seem far. College may seem far. The end of high school may seem far from where I am, ninth grade. But I know that it will come pretty fast, and I need to know what I want to do after high school. And sports broadcasting or radio is one of those opportunities that I really take interest in. And as I'm really into sports, it's really something fun to do. And I like going to different events, different stadiums, seeing what goes on behind the scenes and maybe pursuing it as a career.
All right. Well, stay in touch. It's been great to have you joining us here tonight. And I appreciate that your family listens to the station. And who knows, maybe at some point you can give me a Friday night off from time to time. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Not too many, though. I love doing Friday night football. It's been great, Luke, again, from Columbia County Christian School, and having a chance to share in this particular game here tonight. Again, Mount Carmel in the win column, knocking off Lewisburg 42-23. Chris Miller has been seeing the game and describing it with me tonight. And, Chris, I know you've got the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes huddle in front of you. I'm sure a lot of excitement in there as they had a big bounce back. Mount Carmel moving to 2-1 on the season while Lewisburg drops to 1-2.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm sure Coach Dara, he's just basically impressing upon them things that they did well, things that they got to work on. I was just getting a chuckle out of their AD. Let's see if we can grab Coach Dara here quick.
All right, so we'll look for the coach interview, and Chris is going to be down there with head football coach John Dara.
Hey, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
Big win here tonight in front of a home crowd. You got Jersey Shore next week. Looking forward to that. What'd you like to build on?
We were doing some different things offensively, so it's just a matter of cleaning that up and continuing to get better at that. Again, we got to eliminate some mistakes. We got a couple run-throughs they made plays on and blitzing. But I was definitely happy. I thought we created some turnovers tonight, which my mind was really the difference in the game.
You did. Your defense was just absolutely stellar tonight. You know, did give up the big plays. Lewisburg, really the points that they come back with, I mean, not really worried about your second, third string. But you get some guys in there, get to gain experience. And, what do you look to accomplish next week with Jersey Shore?
You know, defensively, I'm really happy with our pass defense right now. That was something coming in. We lost two senior corners for last year, so we weren't really sure how that was going to look. And right now we're playing some great pass defense. Got to continue to get better defending the run. I thought we gave up way too many rushing yards tonight, but, we got the job done.
Hey, Coach, congratulations again. Best of luck next week with Jersey Shore.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so very happy Coach John Dara there on the field as his Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes in the win column tonight, knocking off the Lewisburg Green Dragons 42-23. Well, it's been kind of a wild night, a lot of scores. Some games hotly contested within a score. Others, big blowouts throughout the region.
I was going to say earlier, the AD for Mount Carmel,
Greg Sakavage,
he's just such a funny guy. He came up to me and he said, like we were talking to Daily Item, Todd Hummel, and they both said, we want to know 76 points from Southern Columbia. And Sakavage said, well, I guess if they scored 76, then we don't really look like too bad of a football team if they score 76 points on everybody else.
Always looking for that glasses half full at Mount Carmel when they analyze the football, the way things work. Well, Chris may have just taken one of your scores away there as far as revealing the fact, yes, Southern Columbia among the big winners here tonight. How's that scoreboard shaking out as we're getting close to wrapping up week 3 of the high school football season?
Okay, well, we'll start with that one. Southern Columbia 76 and Sealers Grove nothing. And we mentioned a little bit earlier that Gage Garcia sets the touchdown record for the state with 130 touchdowns so far in his career, and it's early in the season, so that's going to go up quite a bit, I imagine. Loyal Sock 30 and Shikellamy 12. They are still in the fourth quarter in that game. Mifflinburg beats Milton 48-7. It's Danville 35 and Warrior Run 20. That is a final. Wellsboro 73 and Montgomery 28. And that's still going on. They're late in the fourth quarter in that one. South Williamsport 39 and Hughesville 7. In that is a final. Nativity BVM beats Columbia Montour Votech 36-6. It was Shimokin squeaking out a win over Central Mountain 12-7. Central Columbia 26 and Lehigh nothing. And that's a final. It was Montoursville beating Jersey Shore 49-12. That game was pretty close for a really long time, and then Montoursville sort of poured it on in the second half. Bloomsburg beats North Penn Mansfield 42-12 to get in the win column this year. And Muncie 24 and Towanda 14. That is a final. And back to you guys.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate the recap. Again, each week, Chris, you just never know what's going to happen. Sometimes some things you may know, but it's just it's interesting each week seeing how these teams play out. And tonight looked at this matchup as being interesting how it could play out. And, again, we saw Mount Carmel performance that led to a 42-23 win here over Lewisburg.
You know, and as we wrap up week three, the thing that just comes to mind is a lot of teams did what they were supposed to. You know, Mifflinburg got the win that they needed. Mount Carmel's bouncing back, you know, after that big blowout win from Southern. You know, you have some interesting matchups next week right here, Jersey Shore and Mount Carmel. You know, but then you look at Danville. And Danville, they won against an undefeated Warrior Run team, which they needed that bounce back win after that heartbreaking loss at Loyal Sock, or at home against Loyal Sock. So a lot of teams doing what they need to do, and yet this District 4 just really topsy-turvy every week. Like we said, you know, you just really don't know what you're going to get from week to week. Down the stretch here, questions remain. What teams are going to really shine through? Who's going to fade? Who's going to stop Southern Columbia? You know, will we see a rematch here down the road? So just a lot to go forward. I mean, just a really fast-paced breakneck District 4 here for this season.
Well, there's one solution to all of that.
Tune in
every week. You knew where I was going. And, of course, next week we've got the matchup for you, Mifflinburg at Danville. And there's two programs. Just talking about them where, you know, very intriguing matchup. Yeah. Should be a lot of fun to see how that one plays out at Ironman Stadium. So we'll have it for you. Of course, the pregame always starts here on WGRC at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Next week, Mifflinburg at Danville should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I remember my senior year when we played Danville at Danville. It came down to the wire, and Danville is just always a tough football team. You got the turf there. Mifflinburg obviously is coming in better this year than what they have, and so I look for a very good football game there.
Well, of course, you can always stay up to date with the schedule, and you can listen to past games as well if you want to. We'll have a
Well, they might want to listen to you, but I don't know.
Well, there'll be audio up on Monday of tonight's broadcast, but you can catch some previous games as well. Just visit WGRC.com/football. Been a lot
Luke,
of fun.
Luke, you did great tonight, buddy.
Absolutely.
Great
Luke,
job.
Luke Hewen joining us from Columbia County Christian School. Thanks a bunch. Well, I thank John for producing tonight, for Chris for announcing along with me. And, again, thank you to you for joining us for Friday Night Football. Keep it tuned here through the weekend. Lots of great, encouraging contemporary Christian music coming your way. For the entire crew, thanks for joining us. Week 3 in the books. The final score, Mount Carmel 42, Lewisburg 23, right here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. Have a great night.
You've been listening to regional high school football action on WGRC. Brought to you by the generous donations of the following grant underwriters.
Steininger's Laundry, Freeland's Harley-Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders & Sons, Hope Community Church, Mount Carmel, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Cotter & Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Culp's Transmissions, Melcott Radiator, Millville HPS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms, Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
Join us again next time for our broadcast of exciting regional high school football action on WGRC.